You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Bombfell.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Starting the new year off to a shit fucking year. Happy 2008, dudes. 18. Sorry. Who said 8? Who said 8?
Can you turn all of these down?
Oh god.
Yeah. You're not wearing your headphones. Okay, we can take the glasses off.
They're so cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking A. What?
We made the movie. We made the cut.
What movie?
In Louis's movie. We're in Louis's movie. Somebody saw it last night.
I knew that 4 months ago.
That we made the cut?
Yeah.
Oh, someone said they weren't sure if we made the cut.
Who said that?
Joe List, because he saw in the beginning, like a first cut or something.
Yeah. No, we did. No, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. You saw it?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh.
I talked to him.
Who, Joe?
No, Louis.
Louis who?
Louis, the guy who made the movie. I'm not Louis. We can't say his name anymore, Louis.
Black?
Fucking, huh? No, Louis C.K.
Can't say his name.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You're a kid on this fucking podcast. What a day. Fucking Giannis. Where's Giannis? Bring him up now. I want to fucking have it out with him. Cocksuckers. On his phone. Comes on my podcast on his fucking phone. And then I go yell at him for the phone. Then he walks up eating a fucking shawarma.
I think he honestly came to say hi to you and thought that you couldn't eat when you're on the podcast.
No, you. What is the? First of all, why would you eat on a podcast? Who eats on fucking podcast? You sound like you're eating on a podcast. Who eats on a podcast? Second of all, he knows why we can't eat here.
Why?
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Oh, you'll tell us later.
Huh?
You'll tell us.
Yeah, I'll tell you later. He walks in eating the worst food, shawarma, the most messy sandwich in the planet,
and it smells.
I don't care about this. I actually think it smells beautiful.
I don't eat red meat.
Huh?
I don't eat red meat.
Oh, we can't eat up here. Well, let me bring a shawarma up. Hey, Paul, you're not supposed to eat up here. Hey, it's shawarma.
You're scaring all these new comics.
They're fucking not new. He's not new. She's been in jail for a year.
I don't think she was in jail. You know what? Liz did our radio show, and we came to the conclusion she wasn't in jail.
Okay, well, let's do that or not. Let's just not go to the end of the story on my show. How's that? And stop. Oh, my God, you were fat.
That could have been one night.
I was fat and drunk.
It looks like me in a wig.
Do you always have that on you?
No. Well, yes, I should, actually.
How many people don't believe you that you had that ready to go?
Well, I knew boss would be here.
No, but here's the thing. That could be just from one night in city. Okay.
In city?
Are you
dropping words out of sentences?
In city.
Are you in a rush?
No, in city jail.
County?
In city, oh.
No, counties. Cities first, then county.
I also brought my uniform from prison.
I ordered one of those offline, too.
Damn.
From blackpeople.com.
Yeah, but smell the crotch in that one.
brings me back.
You try to get fucking Puerto Rican black and fucking white girl snatched smell out of a fucking jumpsuit. She was a shot caller. Merchable. Merch pump right now. We got the greatest hoodies in the world. Go check out Merch Pump for the YKWD hoodies and these shirts. Laughable is the app you go to. If you love podcasting, download Laughable right now. And then the last episode, holy shit, dude. Let me tell you something. We got kicked off of the internet again.
What?
We got kicked off of YouTube again.
Nipples.
The last episode, we got kicked off. Because I had a fucking... I can't get too into it.
Nipple.
Because we're alive and the... you know.
Squeaky, squeaky.
But we had a porn star come in who... We had Yankee Swap and my gift was going to be a lap dance.
What?
Topless lap dance. $20 tip.
You were going to give her a dance?
No, I'm not giving...
I don't know a lot about this. Go ahead.
I'm trying to explain it. Okay. It's not a game show where you have to guess as I talk. You can just patiently wait to the end of the story, and all the info will be there for you.
Can't wait.
She wasn't a porn star.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Dude, she walked in and goes, I'll suck everybody's dick. You can piss in my mouth.
She said, I suck everything. I fuck everything.
What was this?
I'll stick my fingers in all your asses. That's a porn star.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know if I put star next to it, but yeah.
She's big. She's big in the biz.
Yeah.
Bring her up. Bring
her
up.
I mean, a lot of guys jerk off to her. Dan knows who she is. Lewis knows her work.
Whoa.
I mean, a lot of people.
Is she a girl or a tranny? Because the way you said it, it sounded like a tranny the way you go.
She was a girl.
It was a girl.
She's what did I say it?
The way you said it, sounded tranny on it. You went, oh, I'll suck your dick. That's how you said it.
Well, I was trying to do my not white girl impression.
Oh.
I don't want to go, I'll suck everybody's dick. It's a nice day. And I was like, I'll suck dick. You know, I was trying to do a character.
You
were straightening it up.
No, straighten it up. I was trying to do my Dominican porn star.
Oh, that's her?
She comes in. Oh, my God. She came in. She was fun. It was great. The Yankee swap was a good time. And then Lewis said something. I don't know. Lewis wasn't even joking or being mean. He just asked a legitimate question. She took it the wrong way.
What
was
question?
Like,
did your father rape you?
What offends a porn star?
Well, apparently when you call her a hooker.
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah, there is a fine line between a porn star and a hooker.
You could all piss in my mouth, but that's where I draw
but
the line.
But you don't pay me for it. I'll fucking beat your ass.
So he said that to her?
Well, he said, you get paid for, if a guy offered to suck your dick for like $1,500, wouldn't you do it? Isn't that a thing with porn stars? It's okay. And they were like, she was like, motherfucker, I don't fucking, she got mad. And then she was festering. And then Lewis was like, fuck you. And she's like, fuck you, fuck you. And you have a Dominican and a Puerto Rican. Woof. They started, then she threw something at Lewis. He blocked it. He had fucking ninja moves. Blocked it like this. Came up. And then he stood up. She stood up. She was topless. But she was holding up a painting that she won on the Yankee swap over her breasts.
Gotta protect the kids.
Woo!
She was like hitting him with
I'm
the
sitting
painting.
There holding these two cameras like fucking guns.
What's a Yankee swap?
Huh? That's what you want to know right now? Really? I'm in the fucking belly of the beast of the story. Right at the fucking pinnacle. And you fucking want to know what's a... You fucking, you know what? It's a Christmas thing, okay, Jew? It's a Christmas thing. You don't need to know. Listen, it's our thing, not your thing. It's like Hanukkah, but better.
We're going to buy it from you.
No, it's where you get, like, everybody gets a present.
It's like, yeah.
Let me finish!
It's where you put in...
Are you playing a game? Do you want to be in a talk show? Like a game show or something?
I'm more trying
that. The fuck are you doing?
Practicing.
What is he doing? You're trying to guess. You're asking me questions. I try to tell you, and then you guess it before I say it. Who says, as I'm explaining it? What do you think it is?
It's where everybody brings one gift, you put it in like something, and then you pull out a gift. It's
no.
What do you mean?
What the fuck?
It's
is that? Is that how
gift.
You
and
work
now
in life?
You know, Bobby.
And you swap it.
It's a secret Santa, right? Like that?
Yeah.
What you do, I'm going to explain it if you just give
Dawn's
me 5 seconds.
You.
Go ahead.
So if you don't like it,
Dawn's
trade
pod,
it.
Pick up the phone. Let me see that. Thanks. If you get you hang on. Oh, I might be in trouble. Hello. What? Oh, shit. Hang on. Hello. You're on the podcast, honey. What's up?
Oh.
Are you crying?
Nothing.
Oh.
No. I just... No, the way you answered the phone was very angry, and I was wondering...
I'll tell you. It's been a crazy day. A real crazy day, and I ate like shit today, and I was fucking exhausted. And then Giannis came up eating in the studio, and I feel bad now that I snapped on him, but he should be snapped on for doing that. But, he was laughing at me the whole time, which bugged me even more. You know when you're yelling at somebody, he's going, yeah, I know. And he's just snickering at me. Really bugged me. And now we're doing a podcast, and we're in the middle of it, and Voss keeps interrupting me and trying to fucking guess my... Asks me questions and guess them. And then Lisa had an episode. My sister, who's sick, I had to send her on an Uber home, so she's home safely finally. So what else? What's up? How's the kid?
I was just checking in.
Hey, remember the doctor that did the epidural on you when we had Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's. I met him tonight. He's downstairs.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Guy shows up. My wife's dying. Her tits hanging out. Her mom buff's hanging out. Doctor comes in.
Fuck.
Doctor comes in. She's fucking dying. And he comes in all cool as shit. chains. He's got bracelets from every, you know, race he ran for fucking children with cancer. One of those hip dudes. Yeah, fixes cool. my wife, then walks out, looks at me, goes, Comedy Cellar. I was like, oh, good, thanks. Thanks for recognizing. And please don't tell people you saw my wife's tit. He's downstairs right now. I took a picture. I'm going to send it later. All right?
All right. All well, right. Have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, my wife doesn't have my number. You're pussy whipped.
I'm pussy whipped? How am I pussy whipped?
Give your wife your number.
Did you try to do that joke twice? I can't fucking. Where'd the guy on the couch go? Is he gone? Did he leave already?
He's right there.
Oh, shit. How you doing? Why are you guys not sitting together? You know, did you guys fucking jerk each other off once at a truck stop and you recognize each other and you're all nervous? That was wordy. Holy shit. Let's go through the fucking thing. Let me call Giannis. Now I feel bad.
Well, but she was holding the picture. Call Giannis. What? Her and Lewis.
No huh? phones in here.
What happened with her and Lewis? She held the picture.
So she fucking, they were fighting.
Physically?
Yeah, she was grabbing shit off that table and throwing it at Lewis.
You lower this a little?
Yeah, sure.
Was anybody stopping it or just...
Yeah, Zach, Gabby, Michael, is that good?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't have to stop it. He just had to cover in the nipples and it would have been
fine. I was holding the cameras.
All because Lewis said, would you take 1500? Do you guys take 1500? I heard porn stars do that.
He also called her a retard and that got her pretty mad.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's...
But that was in the middle of the buildup.
Yeah.
And then it went nuts.
But if somebody tried to break it up and by accident grabbed her breasts, would that be sexual harassment?
No.
I'll find out.
Career would be over.
Did you grab her breast by accident?
I mean, yeah, I had to push her away from her.
Yeah, but not with both hands.
Squeezing.
On one. Yeah.
Your tongue.
Both hands on one nipple.
Well, yeah, you have to lick her tit.
She had a painting over her boobs when I was pushing. That's the only thing that was covered. That right. Was
like Mike's, but the fight's been over for 15 minutes. Can you stop now?
Was she a dummy?
I'm not gonna. I don't want to get my ass kicked. So
she's a porn star,
so she's probably super stable.
Verzi's like, she a dummy? Yeah, she a fucking dummy? Yeah. No, she's the brightest pumpkin in the patch.
She's a brain surgeon. Yeah.
She walked in going, I'll suck everybody's dick and
you can piss in my mouth. Hey, I got a PhD,
but not for money.
The square root of four.
Four.
I don't know. I'm dumb. I don't fucking know.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Christ.
So it got crazy in here, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, it's nuts. Today's been a nuts day for me. And then my sister, God, she's sick. And I gotta Uber her sometimes to the Mass General. You know what I mean? But I get scared, you know? Every time she's like, I need a ride. And I'm like, all right. But it's $100 a pop, too. It's like, all right, let's not get sick 5 times a week. I got a 4-year-old, you know? Because my mother can't drive her all the time. It's like a 40-minute drive. So she gets sick. I get nervous. It was just a crazy in-between time. Anyways.
Did the podcast end after the fight? Or did you guys just sit down and...
I was holding two cameras. These two cameras like this. Getting all the shit. But trying to cut the titties out. So that we could stay on air. But it didn't matter.
You're not allowed to show titties on YouTube?
You can't show titties. You can't show nips. And you know who ratted me out? The fucking dumb fans in the chat room.
No.
Yeah, you fucks. Are they on? You shut it down?
They can watch. They can't talk. Though.
Yeah, good. You can't fucking talk, cocksuckers. Yeah.
Why would
400 fucking fans in the chat room and two of you fucking pieces of shit fucking reported it.
Female
fucking
comics.
Garbage.
Fuckers. Huh? Probably female comics.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Well,
no?
Some of them won't work in the business.
Yeah. Good for her. Good for you.
They're so sensitive.
Good for you.
What do you mean?
Just the fact she said that. She didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I like that. I like that.
Sound like you're eating fettuccine right now.
Good for you. No, he's eating a fucking falafel.
I don't want to bring
Giannis.
It up.
Hey, I have my shit wrapped up in my pocket. He told me
you can't eat.
But no, but this is what he said. In his defense, this is what he said to me. Okay?
Yeah.
We were downstairs, and I go, dude, I got to go upstairs in 1 minute. I go, I got to take 2 bites of this thing and wrap it up because he said to me, he goes, dude, you can't eat on the podcast. He told me you can't eat on the podcast. Then he says, I'm going to come up and say hello, but he's not on a podcast, so he was eating. So I think he thought the rule was you can't eat on the podcast.
No.
Meaning sitting here.
You can't eat in this at all up here. He okay. knows that we got into big trouble because something happened. Someone left. We had a
the
big,
plates.
We had what?
The dirty plate thing?
No, that was another thing. That was another fucking nightmare. You understand, this is, you know, people live upstairs. People live downstairs. People live over here.
Down around the
and
block,
what happens, some
down the street.
What?
I'm saying where people live. They live all over the area.
It's a pretty popular city.
I hate.
Why don't you get out of here?
I've never hate. What?
Why don't you get out of here?
Where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go? Let's just run, Bobby. Let's just run.
Where do you want to go?
You mean another studio?
Yeah.
What, because you can't eat fucking, this is a perfect studio.
No, but I'm saying, if you got to worry about people all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
here.
But here's the thing. Downstairs are the best comics in the world, so they could just come up.
Come up, that's true.
And up here, there's only two of them.
And the best.
Me and you. Why would you?
Not you, not you. The joke was to you, not you.
That'd be funny.
Giannis, where are you?
I'm driving.
Oh,
Giannis, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Look, I apologize.
I
should have known.
I apologize.
I didn't mean any disrespect,
Bob. I apologize.
I was totally wrong.
You caught me at a bad time. I just got off the phone with my sister. I just saw the epidural guy who saw my wife's bush. And I was a very fucking friend. And it's been a crazy day. A porn star tried to beat up Luis Gomez. There's a lot of shit going on in here. I ate bad today. And then you walked in eating like a... and you were looking at me. I just saw... I took it the wrong... You look at me like eating. And you're like, yeah, you can't eat it. And you smiled and you smirk. And you're a good looking guy. And it makes me sick.
I did the smell probably got you a little too, right? Was it the smell was good?
All right. You know what? You don't have to do fat jokes to me, all right? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I apologize first. You have no need.
I love you.
No need to apologize.
Hold on. Bobby's backing up.
You did a fucking truck joke on me?
I love
you. You're on fire. I wish you were. All right. All right, buddy. I love you. I thought you were downstairs. I was going to tell you to come up. All right. I'll see you later.
Love you too, man. Have a good podcast.
All right. Bye-bye.
I couldn't tell you were really mad when you walked back in that time.
I was mad because when I went outside, he was laughing at me. And that bugs me. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, and he keeps eating like he's fucking John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever. My hair, like he's like, I love hamburger. Well, maybe I'll go in the city someday. Well, like fuck, and he's like sitting there going, huh? And he's laughing. I'm like, I'm serious.
You
and
came
like,
out hot. You came out hot.
I came out too hot.
You came out hot.
I came out.
Where's Giannis? You just marched up.
Because
in front of the line of the cellar too?
No, it was right in the hallway. Oh.
I don't know if I'd have got that mad if he looked at my wife and told her to go fuck herself. I wouldn't have got that mad. The guy's chewing a sandwich. Where's Giannis?
Why? He doesn't know.
Is he getting nutrition? Is he hungry? He worked all day. He needs something to eat. Get him over. I mean, it's the fuck, Bobby?
Well, why don't you help me? Why don't you go, Bob, chill out?
I wasn't fucking with that fucking freight train coming at me. You were fucking hot.
I love you. He took a fucking sandwich and put it in his
pocket. I just go like this. I saw you like no fucking eating. I was like, well, I'm glad I wrapped this fucking thing. The fuck do you want me to do? I didn't want you to see tinfoil's fucking sauce. I started panicking. I thought you were going to see some fucking sauce. I started panicking. I thought it was
the first spit take of the new year.
Yes, I got the first one.
First spit take of 2018.
Why didn't you stop me? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You're on fire with all kinds of shit going on.
When you went to go see Giannis, your chair was spinning once you left the room. That's how fast you left.
Well, no, at one second. No, at one point.
Well, last week I look over, he's on the phone every fucking 8 seconds. This week he rolls in just chewing. I'm like, what the fuck?
He rolls in chewing.
I'm like, this kid's got it out for me. He wants to fucking, he was trying to, and I'm like, and then I walk out and he's fucking eating his sandwich smiling. You know, that Giannis fucking
smirk.
He's got a smirk. He's such a good-looking cocksucker, Greek motherfucking gorgeous guy, smirking, eating his family's food, his fucking food from the island.
Is he good-looking, Giannis? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Like on the 1 to 10, what is he, an 8?
7?
Seven?
A 7?
6.
You think
7.
You think Giannis is a 7?
She said yes. 6.
You think Dan Soto's a what?
A melon head.
Yeah, but all this is...
I fucking love Floss. Oh my God. You throwing up, he's hitting it. Throw it up, he's hitting it. There's no,
what did he say? A melon?
I go, you think Dan Soto's what? He goes, a melon head. Fucking not even a pause. Like he was waiting for me to, like we rehearsed it this afternoon.
That's great.
Oh my God, a melon head.
No, you got up really upset. Like you got all right, up.
I apologize.
You know,
did I apologize?
No, you did. You did.
I fucked he, up. I was a little heated.
You just know what you did?
What?
10 step.
Yeah, all right. You know what you just did? Bring the show to a screeching halt. With your fucking AA talk. Shut
I
up.
I didn't say it was AA. See, I didn't break anonymity. I just said a 10 step. I was just.
I didn't break anybody's anonymity. I didn't say anybody was in AA. I said it's AA talk. I didn't say you were in AA for 30 years.
Can anybody?
When you point your finger, 30, 31. When you point your finger.
You just broke your anonymity.
When you point your finger, you're pointing three back at yourself.
When you point one, you're pointing
at
half
a
one. Oh my God, that was fucking written before you even finished your sentence. I had that one. I had 9 finger jokes waiting for you. As soon as you say finger, as soon as you say the word finger, I have 9 of them waiting to go. Verzi.
Yeah.
Well, Verzi's here. And introduce everybody in the room. Gabrielle.
Okay. We have Liz Russo.
Hi.
Liz Russo, stand-up comedian. Where are you living now?
Ex-convict.
Ex-convict.
Important.
She was in jail for a year, Verse. Yeah. Too cute.
For
look at her.
Second offense DUI.
Look at her.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
You actually look like you got your shit together to be fucked up. I mean,
there?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What does she look like now?
Yeah,
well, she's doing a Giannis smirk.
Nice I'm hoping I'm improving. Well, I am Greek.
She's doing
so,
the falafel.
Yeah, she's got the falafel smirk in that picture.
Falafel smirk.
It is the falafel smirk.
Had like 10 falafels.
That cocksucker was kept eating in the hallway. I'm like, he can't eat up here. He's still biting, going, all right, man, I get you.
Greeks love their food.
Smiling.
Yeah, they do.
They really do.
Are you Greek?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Nice. Now we're going to make a Greek connection.
Yeah, well, no, Greeks love Greeks, you know?
No shit, I saw the movie.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. I don't even know if I saw that fucking movie.
What country does Greece really hate, you know?
Yeah, Turkey.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do we.
Who's we?
AA.
Jews.
What?
Yeah, but you're not an Israeli Jew. You're not really.
I'm from Jersey.
What the fuck does that mean?
He's right, though. Like, if you go to a restaurant, because you know the Turkish coffee, it's the little one, and then it gets all, like,
the grout.
The grout on the bottom, and I was in a Greek place. I was like, oh, this is really good. I had a Turkish restaurant. Like, no, we started it, and the other one's like, they fucking hate each other.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they hate each other. Yeah.
Well,
why?
Go on. Over the pot. Greece and Turkey was over the
Can
pot.
I ask the fucking Greek?
He doesn't know. I'm telling you.
No, I just know that it was just years of hatred.
It was.
That's it.
Lot of it was over the poppy plants that Turkey was growing, you know, for heroin, and Greece wanted it to stop, and Turkey's using that as their number one source of income, and you know it was fucking up throughout, you know, Greece, Turkey, whatever. They just wanted the end of the poppy fields.
And why do the Jews hate the
no,
Turks?
Turkey is anti-Israel, like most European or Middle Eastern countries. When Turkey had its big earthquake, I don't know, was it 5-6 years ago? Israel was the first country in there to help them.
This is taking
But yet
turn.
They are the most. Listen.
Yeah. You want to take my tits out?
Papa's seat dressing.
Please take your tits out. Slap Verzi with one, would you?
Oh, my God. That was great.
She just called you boring. Why are we taking a history lesson from you? I'm not doing it.
I just made that whole thing up about the poppies.
Did you really?
Yes.
You're
an
asshole.
Turkey does.
Why were we even listening? It's fucking rich.
He's so commanding, that rich.
We started believing it.
God. Of course we did.
I started believing. I'm like, maybe that's what I heard. That's how fucking.
Maybe that's what I heard.
Yeah. Makes sense.
See, the Turkey
maybe that's what I
stole the moussaka from the Greeks.
Yeah.
They didn't like that. Moussaka.
Greeks were the first to come out with baklava.
Hungry.
Hey, baklava? What'd you call it?
Baklava.
He said baklava.
Baklava.
Like the Sopranos.
What is it?
It's baklava.
Baklava.
Are you Turkish?
Egyptian.
See, it's like a cousin.
I live in Little Egypt. I live in that Little Egypt.
Oh,
dude.
Wow. You just connected with them.
More so than your fucking boring poppy shit that you had going on.
I guess what? The whole room was silent listening, Jack.
Yeah, just like you were on stage.
Oh!
judging you doing roast battle. I judge young guys like you.
Don't get greedy. You got the last one. You're my friend, and I'm trying to fucking hold you back. Like, Verzi should have held me back from yelling at Giannis. I'm holding you back.
What the fuck was I supposed to do? You came in hot. I took my sandwich and put it back in the tin foil. Stuck it in my fucking pudding.
I'm always Mickey Mouse.
So, yes, we have this holiday coming up, New Year's. It's already passed, actually. It was this last week. No, it's coming up today, right? It's today?
2 days.
No, it's today.
It's today.
Yeah. This comes out on New Year's Eve.
Where you working tonight?
The 31st. Yes.
I take New Year's Eve off. I don't fucking do. Really? Unless there's a big gig, unless it's like money, which you can get on New Year's Eve. There's big money gigs.
Not working. I'm working with Rich.
Yeah. Where?
Tom Nitsche.
Hey, Tommy.
You know Tom?
Albany. Yeah. Oh, okay, he's downstairs.
Yeah.
You're getting big money. Which club?
I don't know, some theaters.
Two theaters, but they're like...
Oh, yeah, he has a lot going on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
But that whole week, New Year, you know, from Christmas, like from Thursday night to New Year's Eve is good.
Yeah.
It's good for me. Private part.
Me too. I'm headlining the Comedy Zone in Harrisburg. That should be fun.
Yeah.
I take it all off.
Yeah, last 2 years in a row, we took it off. Went out to dinner, nice place.
Yeah.
It's fun doing that every once in a while.
But, you know...
I gotta work or else I'll feel like drinking.
Really?
Yeah.
How long have you been out of jail?
Out of jail since 2008, but only seven years sober.
How come do you smoke pot?
No.
Nothing, right?
No. Is everyone in this room sober but me?
I'm not sober.
No, Verzi drinks.
You know what I hate?
I didn't think you drank.
Me and Verzi were fucking hanging last night. He was polishing off.
I drank half a bottle of fucking Johnny Walker.
You know what it is? It's getting to the point where people who smoke cigars, if you smoke a cigar, just assume you're sober. Because every sober person I know smokes cigars.
Guy I know that smokes cigars pretty much drinks bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always around like him and Giannis and everybody. Yeah, everybody who smokes, I know, has a little bourbon here and there, and I'm the only one who does it. I'm sitting there sucking on a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero. Like
that's good though with a cigar. A Coke Zero. By the way, you ruined you ruined me with that.
Why?
With that Hoyo.
Last night.
That's the best one.
Drinking another Zero.
That's the best one.
Me and him last night were hanging out at my cigar bar up in by my house, and we were hanging out with Rob, the cop, the detective. God, was he fucking funny.
Oh, my God, we're hanging out with this detective last night. He goes, here's what's going to happen. Your son's going to get caught with drugs, and guess what's going to happen? Nothing, because I'm going to take care of it. And then he just started pouring me Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
And I'm going to my... Then he, like, poured me, like, three of them.
Do you
and
drink
he goes,
straight?
Can you drink... The good stuff, yeah. Like, the good shit, yeah. You know, you don't have to cut it with anything.
Yeah.
But he had, like, a Johnny Walker triple blend. But it was funny. He's like a detective. He's like, yeah, I've been, a cop here for 20-something years. He just kept pouring me drinks. And he goes, yeah, drive safe. Anything happens, just tell him.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, you're
when
condoning
you run a
me.
Family
to
over. Hey, guess what?
Get robbed at the cigar place. He said, scrape them up and let me be on my way, sir. He was nice, though.
He's the best.
You didn't have to blow him, right?
Wait, so you went. So
why, you blew a cop for a ticket?
He still sent me to jail. What the fuck?
Did you blow it? No, God. That'd be the greatest story
I
ever.
I mean, maybe I did. I can't remember.
Did you or didn't you? Don't play with this story. This would be a great story. Did you go? Did you ever do? I mean, I hear the story like that. Look, that's not an option for me, unless the cop's into this.
Don't sell yourself short, Papa. You got great lips.
Yeah, thanks, too cute.
There's magic going on.
I like when a cute guy just says that. if Voss said I knew he was kidding, when he says it, I'm like, no, this guy's judged my lips.
He doesn't have one hair out of place.
Who?
Him. He's perfect.
He is. Well, all right. That's why I'm tall. I call him too cute.
Too cute?
He's too cute.
I didn't know two DUIs get you a year in jail, though. One.
It doesn't usually.
What'd you do? Did you give a bad blowjob?
Did you start real?
Were you too much teeth?
Yes. Didn't like the scraping. Yeah.
No, you didn't. You never sexually did anything to get out of a ticket.
No.
That was a fucking... All right, good. Well, you see that movie, it's like a girl, I'm going to fucking blow you. And they're like, all right. And I never heard a
Not
real...
Not that I wouldn't, but I mean...
would you... If it was the case...
I mean, I spent a year in jail. I probably would have,
Were you in a serious jail?
I was in county. for that's a year, worse. Which is worse. Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Worse.
Why?
Because yeah. There's no money or anything. Like, so like there's no. It's not Orange is the New Black, which is like a state yeah. penitentiary mm. or like what a county's like the lowest level. So yeah. the longer you're there, the worse it is.
And plus, people don't mm. know if they're going to get 20 years or 2 years, right?
Yeah, because they can
they're
be
just
held
sitting there,
there
on edge yeah. every fucking day.
Like yeah, I met a murderer. Like yeah. she was being held in the same.
It's everybody.
It's a, yeah.
It's anybody and everybody.
So it's yeah. a holding jail, basically.
Yeah. For court.
Well, you can. They can hold you for 2 years, and then when you get sentenced for like state, then they'll send you upstate. So they can hold you for 2 years.
And that's where
you can
actually begin to live a life.
Yeah, yeah.
And take it in the ass on a regular basis for Newports.
You can make right. better dildos with like, you yeah. know, the toilet paper.
Make soup in a toilet.
Wait, oh, right. they make, yeah, yeah, yeah. They, do they do that? They make dildos and shit out of
yeah,
like gadgets
women would
and shit?
Do that, yeah.
With what?
With,
oh why are we
God.
So excited?
Oh, they were very excited.
Oh my God. What? Say it again, oh slower. Oh
yeah. How cheap is it? If he went to with jail, would they use him as a dildo? This little skinny yeah, fuck?
Probably.
They would
just, a two-way one, too.
Oh, my God. They would fucking jizz in his hair every day. Yeah, you'd see his little butt.
Take that as a compliment.
Oh, you'd see, worth he'd have a little fucking. They'd make him put a little patch in the back with buttons, so you can just take his rump out when you want and put it back up, like those little Christmas
pajamas. The baby pajamas.
Yeah, the baby.
Cute.
Oh. Too and cute. Then, get over here.
Oh, yeah.
And be like,
Aryans would trade him to the Muslims for like a carton of cigarettes.
He'd come out, he'd have all kinds of weird tattoos.
Did you fight in there? Was there a lot of fighting?
There's a lot of yelling. Like, the worst thing you could ever...
Yelling?
Yeah, a lot of, like...
It's a lot of emotional
my
damage.
My parents there?
Not
so this was a women's jail.
Yes. Exactly.
Were my parents there, Richard?
Not a lot of violence. Unless...
Where are you? What time are you coming home? You're never going to make it in that business. Why don't you be like your father and sell insurance?
What do you mean? And leave the house? Wait, how many... Do you ever eat pussy?
Why are you saying
no.
wait? Jeez. Where is she going? Don't say
Come
wait.
Come on, you never ate pussy in here.
No. Anybody?
Look at me. Look no. at me. Look at me.
I didn't shave my legs for the whole year. I can tell you. Stay away.
Did you do anything with any women while you were there?
No.
No, she's telling the truth. Huh? I can tell.
Yeah, she.
She went no.
She just said
it's
yeah.
not. It's not a good like porn family.
It's only a year too. It's not a long. If it was life, you might do it.
Can you? Do
That's
that
like when I was in juvie hall. They'd be like, "Did you blow guys?" I'm in there for 6 months. Yes. If you can't wait 6 months
yeah.
for a cigarette.
Well, that's the thing. Most women will trade themselves for like commissary.
Right.
So like
yeah.
if you really need some ramen.
Any like guards catch like BJ? Like you know, do women mess with the guards or no?
Some of the guards were like in on it.
What do you mean?
Smuggle drugs into their favorite inmates or Whoa.
For what?
Yeah.
For what?
For sex, right?
Yeah, and then like, have their girlfriend.
I mean, you're not going back, are you?
for stale no. cigarettes, Bobby.
I hope I'm not going back.
I'm just
back.
A nice guy.
I'm going to risk my life and career.
Here's a gram.
Yeah.
Heroin.
Here's a thing of Fig Newtons.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Fucking for what?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been arrested? Yeah. Too cute?
No.
Have you ever been arrested, Paul?
Yeah, I've been arrested like 3 or 4 times.
No shit.
Really?
For what?
Yeah, just all booze. You know,
jeez,
pull my dick out of the college, pissing outside the guy, you know, and then I got naked in the emergency room.
Why'd you get naked in the emergency room?
I was blacking out. My friend was getting his finger wrapped. He broke his finger at a party. I didn't want to leave the party. And he was like, "You're just staying here to get some fucking pussy. This is bullshit." And I went and I'm blacking out. I started pissing in the waiting room. And I just took all my clothes off, and I run down, look for him, and I tried dancing with the nurse and shit.
Naked?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Did you keep your sneakers on? Or
did they arrest you
my
naked?
Friend, no. After my friend goes, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? And I was like, what are you? I was going to do this on Ari's show for Comedy Central, but I'm white.
shit.
So,
what the fuck?
I can't believe you went to college.
No, because I'm
fucking boss.
It was actually, I went away to community college.
Oh, you
Who
did
the
not.
Fuck goes away? Yeah, I went away.
Where?
I went away 3 hours to like Herkimer near Syracuse.
Herkimer?
Herkimer County Community College.
That's Bill Herkimer's house.
Sounds like a back ailment. Rest my Herkimer.
Who the fuck is
this? Yeah.
Who goes 3 hours
away? I go away to fucking community
commute?
College, right? No,
I'm kidding.
No, it was fucking three and a half. What's that?
3 hours to community college?
Yeah, we went away. We just wanted to get away. It was a it was a big party. It was a big party.
Who's
school
we
and
wanted
shit.
To get away?
I went with three friends from high school that were just like, let's go.
It was like, dude, let's do this.
We were just like, let's get dorms. We're going to go up there. It was actually a big, huge school for soccer and lacrosse. And we played none. We played nothing. And all the women there, all the girls there wanted to be with guys that played soccer and lacrosse.
So you got nothing. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I went.
You got a little pirate.
If I were to bet money and you play soccer and lacrosse, I don't think
they actually
now.
I guess they upped it. It's not a community college anymore. It's a
state university.
University.
Oh, okay.
It's a 2-year college.
Oh, there you go.
It's a 2-year college.
So you studied. What was your major?
I changed it from communications to liberal arts, and then I dropped out to come home and whatever, do sales. But anyway, I'm hammered in the emergency room, and I go up to the nurse, and I'm like, "Come on, dance!" And I was making like my dick go back and forth. And my friend's falling as he's in pain. He's falling over, laughing. My other foot's nice.
What the
nice.
Fuck, Voss? What are you stopping the story for that?
Because anybody can swing their dick back and forth, got a big dick.
Yeah, I know. Me and you have to do circles.
What are you talking about?
He can swing his back and forth.
I can poke people.
God.
No, so he goes, my friend goes, get the fuck. He brings me my clothes, and we run out of the parking lot. It was snowing. It was a blizzard. And we're just sitting in the car, and he goes, I can't believe you did. He goes, hey, dude, you want to do donuts? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. And we just start spinning around the car, and then blue and red lights, whoop, whoop, and comes in. The guy goes, which one of you pieces of shit just got naked in my hospital? I was so fucked up. It's true. It was so fucked up. I didn't know it was me. I started, like, agreeing with the cop. Like, somebody did that? Like, and I'm looking at my friend, and I'm going, somebody. He goes, yeah. He goes, fuck it. And we, I got arrested. I got arrested for that. My friend
how did he find out it was you?
Well, my friend was
he was naked.
My friend was completely sober. My friend was completely sober. No, it was obvious. Like, when the cop made us get out of the car, it was not, it wasn't a mystery of who fucking just got naked. And I was in the courtroom, and I swear to God, the court is packed. And there's a big fucking bailiff just sitting there, trooper, and he's standing next to the thing. And I look at my friend, I'm going, dude, man, what the fuck, dude? Look how packed it is here. He goes, Mr. Verzi, can you step up, please? And I step up, and he goes, I have something here that says, according to this, Mr. Verzi showed his bare buttocks to a nurse Little Falls emergency room. Yeah. And then he goes, when asked, why are you naked? Mr. Verzi replied, my belt buckle came undone. And the fucking bailiff just goes, and they all started laughing. And he's like, if you do this one more time, I'm going to throw you in jail for 30 days.
Really?
And I said, you'll never see me again.
Did he fine you?
But what's that?
No fine?
Oh, yeah, I got fined.
Yeah.
I got fined. I had to get a lawyer and shit. Yeah, it was. Then I got public intoxication, pissing in the street one time at another state college. Yeah. And so just drunken nonsense as a kid.
You're a menace.
You know? Yeah, I'm nothing. It's nothing. You know, she's worse than me.
Oh, totally.
You know? Well, you were, I mean, look, you got two WDs.
I was on. You see,
I was on parole and I got two public drunken discharges.
I'm telling the story, she's looking at me like, bitch.
I'm like, yeah. Like you're such a pussy.
Anytime I ever got close, I skirted out of it.
Yeah, because you're gorgeous.
Yeah,
as a little,
look at you.
I did have one. We were drinking in public, literally with red
the
solo
cop
cups.
Would take a blowjob from him.
Oh, my God. I'd fucking take a blowjob from this little guy.
Look
at the twinkle in his eye. What is that? What fucking man has twinkly eyes?
I got fucking lamb in my pocket right now.
Put the lamb in the fridge, would you? The fuck?
I've never heard anything hotter.
I'm walking down the street with like four or five of my friends, three of which were not white, and the cops came over. We're all holding, actually two of my friends who were Asian and Spanish were not holding solo cups. I'm holding a solo cup. The cops pull over, get out of the car. Go, you guys are drinking in public? And we go, no. And they go, and they slap the cups out of our hand and go right to the three minorities. And we're like, you guys are getting drinking in public tickets for your friends. And gave it to them and not us.
And what's wrong with that? What the fuck is the point?
They were like, we're just going to, because we don't know who was drinking, we're going to just give it to three of you, but then pick the three minorities in the group. And then
you think a cop wants to give you a ticket? And whatever fucking high powered lawyer dad you have. Yeah.
Well, my wife started getting
that hairline.
My wife started getting like super mouthy with them too, where she was just being like drunk
you
Italian.
What'd she say?
Drunk Italian. No, this was after college.
What'd your wife say?
She was shit faced drunk, and they were like, you know, there was a woman cop and a guy cop, and the woman's like, you know, because she's like, I don't know, see what the big deal is. We're not really exposing it. It's just solo cups. And she goes, you know, it's illegal to drink in public, right? And my wife goes, yeah, no shit. I majored in criminal justice. And like just starts, yeah, do that. And I was like, ma-ma-ma-ma-ma. It was like, go back to giving the minorities tickets, please. You know?
Can we get we were
they were pissed.
That's what a cop wants to fuck with. A fucking crazy drunk white girl.
Italian,
you know,
girl.
I took fucking,
Italian, yeah.
We were driving up. We were smoking a freebase on, I think it was 100.
Rich, we're not, listen.
Listen.
Case closed.
All right.
Freebase,
all right.
We're going up 158th Street.
Jesus.
And cops are pulling cars over from Jersey.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling up. And they go, pull over. And I go, no. And they took their billy club and smashed my taillight as I drove away. Like, you don't pull over. Yeah, I'm not stopping. I got a car full of fucking crack.
But wait, did they chase you?
No, they were just standing there pulling over dummies that would pull over. I don't know. I said, fuck this.
It's true, though. You got to think, if it's a roadblock, they can't go. Yeah, that's like when you're on the highway and you're flying and you see a cop that's kind of on the side in the construction and you slow down, what's he gonna do? Leave the gig he's doing?
First of all, he can't get his car past the tractors.
I was coming home from, I was out in Long Island.
Stop with the fingers, you're freaking me out.
Sorry, I was out in Long Island.
With the thumb toe.
He goes, sorry. So anyway.
I don't know how to talk. I'm like,
act out, hold the paper.
Yeah, yeah. Driving home.
Hey, you motherfucker. Out here.
He went, Mr. Verzey.
What the fuck?
Where are you going?
I'm going. I got to go to the stand. How long is it going to take me to get to the stand?
It only takes you 10 minutes.
I don't have a car. I don't know how to get there.
Dude,
Uber?
Even quicker.
10.
Uber. What are you fucking 12? You're in your 60s.
I only used it once.
Go out and stick your fucking little hand out, and someone's going to pull over. Tell them where you're going. It's a fucking cab. What are you talking about? You've only used a cab once?
No, Uber once.
Don't use an Uber. Use a cab.
Okay.
There's plenty of cabs. It's a Monday night. What's tonight? Tuesday night. It's a Tuesday night. There's plenty of cabs.
No, it's New Year's Eve.
That's right.
It's Sunday.
It's a crazy New Year's Eve. All the cabs are taken.
No, we don't have to do that. I'm not some fucking radio show that got syndicated in Indianapolis.
No, we know that.
Oh, those fucks.
I know.
Hey, guys. What's happening? Do you hate going shopping for clothes but still want to look good? I do. Bombfell is an easier way for men to get better clothes. It's fully personalized. Every piece has been handpicked for you by your own stylist. Your stylist will email you his or her selections, after which you got 48 hours to make any changes or even cancel altogether. You're in total control. When you receive the clothes, you got 7 days to tell us what you want to keep. Send the rest back. Completely flexible. You can receive clothes when you want and pause, cancel at any time. Here's how it works. 1, setup. Tell us about yourself, your measurements, your style preferences. Set your budget limits that you're comfortable with. 2, set up your order. Tell us what you want in your next order, like 2 button-downs, pair of jeans. Schedule when you want, or let us surprise you. 3, preview email. Your stylist will put together your clothing picks and send you a preview email. Cancel or change anything you want or don't like. They'll ship after 48 hours otherwise. 4, receive clothing. You have 7 days to try on after your shipment's delivered before we charge your card. Pay for what you want to keep, return the rest. Shipping is free both ways. Bombfell provides an option to sign up on behalf of your partner. That's right. Your partner can sign up for you and pick your clothes. What? My wife dealt with my personal stylist. It's a real human being. They worked together to pick me out a great outfit. When my Bombfell came, I put it on. Everything fit perfectly. It was clothes I wouldn't have bought on my own. And I loved it. The t-shirt they sent me is my favorite shirt. I told my wife, if we don't like it, we'll just send it back. No harm, no foul. That's the great part about it. But you know what? I kept everything. I love the whole outfit my stylist picked out for me with my wife. You get your own stylist. What the? That's incredible. And it's a real person. And they help you pick out the clothes. You're looking for a Christmas present for your guy? Here it is. And here's the deal. My listeners get $25 off your first purchase at bombfell.com/dude. That's bombfell.com/dude. Let me spell it for you. BOMBFELL.com /dude. Bombfell. Open and close.
How? What time's your spot?
Like 10:45.
10:45.
Oh, you get an hour.
You get an hour, you fucking old man.
To stop downstairs to sell those. Show
for
thing.
What?
Get a shawarma.
Nobody cares. What are you going to fucking... You going to go down and shake it up downstairs? Some movers and shakers. Oh, Rich, we've been looking for you. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about you. Stay here. Right. He's going to do more for your career. Go to his Patreon page.
Well, he was hanging out with Tommy, though, downstairs, too.
Who's that?
Weren't you hanging out with Tommy?
Yeah. Do you know where that would get you? Albany.
Yeah, and I worked the funny bone. Anyhow, so...
Me too.
Yes, that patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie.
What is it?
Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie.
One more time?
Go to my Twitter account. It's right there.
Okay.
Wait, now, can I ask you something? You want a Riotcast thing?
On the air as we're doing a podcast?
Yeah, that would be dumb.
Yeah, I'm not your Yeah, we're not going to talk business on the air.
All right, let's see the skinny guy raise his finger again.
I want to really get into this. You got arrested. Now, you wake up in jail. Now, do they send you right to jail?
I got the DUIs, and then I delayed my court hearing for 2 years.
2 years.
Because I thought I could get my shit together, which I could not. Right. And then I got sentenced. I thought I was only going to be there for 30 days. I had to, turn myself in.
So you could turn yourself in.
Get strip searched.
They strip search you at what age? Whatever age you want to lie.
I turned 30 in jail. So 10 years, about 10 years ago.
Okay, so you're in jail, okay?
Yeah.
You think you're going to be there for a month.
Yeah.
I mean, your first night in jail, you've never been in jail before, right?
No.
But how come you didn't call your parents?
I told my mom I was going on a cruise. I was doing comedy on a cruise.
For 2 years?
No, for 30 days.
Fucking Bangladesh? What?
I didn't tell them I was going to jail. And I told them that I don't know if I could get in contact with them because I was doing this comedy thing on a cruise.
So you didn't even tell your family you were going to jail. You know how dangerous that is?
Why?
I don't know.
I was with you the whole time. I'm going, holy shit, he's right. Yeah. That's a great point.
Family first.
Yeah.
I was like, Bobby's right.
I thought I'd be out in time, you know. They wouldn't.
You had nothing to
that. I had nothing. No. I just thought it sounded dangerous.
Why? Here's the funny thing. He squinted his eyes.
Yeah. No,
it's like a father. You know how dangerous?
Yeah.
You leaned
that
into
was,
it.
That was
you did a real dad chat.
Yeah. You know how dangerous? And then she goes, why? He goes, I don't know.
But I think I'm supposed to say this.
I mean, they didn't know where I was, but apparently I was,
You were on probation before the DUI?
Like, no.
Parole?
Parole after I got out of jail.
So after the 30 days, did you finally call them?
They had called around, or someone called them. I don't know the actual story from them, but the CO comes into my cell and goes, your parents called. They know you're here. They don't want to talk to you. I was like,
then why did he
really?
Why did he tell you
just
that?
To be a dick?
Just so that I knew that they knew,
right?
Because my mom definitely would want me to know that she knows.
Are your parents like? Are you from a good family? Like, do they have money? Are you from?
Yeah, from a good family. My dad was a college head football coach. My mom teaches special ed.
Where's your dad coach at?
It was Lafayette College. He's retired now.
That's Lafayette. In Easton or
in Easton.
Allen,
yeah.
So you have a good family. You brought up right. You're drinking too much. You go to jail. You're supposed to be in there for 30 days. When did you find out it's going to be a year?
So on the day I was supposed to be released.
Ugh.
No.
This is every Lifetime
there.
Movie.
It's ironic because we watched a lot of Lifetime in prison.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Lifetime and Cops and all that shit. I'm like, why? Why? I'd watch The Soup when it was my turn for TV time.
You had your own turn?
Anyway, yeah. When I got there long enough, then I could pick.
When you beat up, when you shanked a couple broads?
How do you get to the point where you go, I just want to assess, can I have TV privileges yet? Or what's the protocol here?
It was about 6 months in, and they're like, all right, Russo, you're up. You can pick on what day and time.
And then, so you chose Joel McHale?
I did.
They're like, and revoked. That's
Friday's The Soup. And I would turn on Comedy Central when we got locked down. This is my favorite thing, right?
Just see all the people you knew.
Well, yeah.
Succeeding.
Oh, look, Giannis is getting famous. Great. Yeah.
That ended quick.
Yeah. 10 years ago, you were still on TV.
You were a comic? Excuse me, we're talking.
Come on.
Two cutes all over you tonight. Good.
Please, he has one or two.
Talking to the mic.
Talking to the mic.
Because you don't wear the
headphones. Never raise your voice to me again. Okay. Were you doing comedy then?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I met you years ago. We did a show together. Yeah.
Probably like
2002. How many roast battles did you do back then?
No roast battles.
Oh, okay.
No.
Let me ask you a question. So you're in jail. You find out. When did you find out? You go to court and find out. You think you're getting out.
So I've already been sentenced to the 30 days.
Yeah.
And then on my day of release, they're like, "Oh, someone, you're on state parole. You're not on county, so you're staying."
And for what?
Until the green sheets come back from Harrisburg to tell me that I'm released. So the first time they come through, they're like, "You can't be released. You're a danger to society."
Why?
What'd you
have you
do?
Seen Iraq?
Yes.
So yeah. So
what? Wait a minute. They can't just fucking come back with danger. Who did
almost,
you?
Almost every time.
Who'd you
if
hurt?
You have. Who hurt you? Yeah, no, I didn't hurt anybody. There was no accident. There's no, none of that.
Really?
It was just, once you're on state parole and you're in the bureaucracy and everything, the first time it goes to the parole, whatever, it's like seven people or whatever it is, you have to get a unanimous decision for them to, and they'll always say no the first time through because they want you to get treatment and they want you to be there for a long time and they want you to realize that you did something bad. They don't really even, in my opinion, I don't think they even look at like, oh, she's got two DUIs. That's fucking weird.
So let me ask you a question. You're there for 30 days. You think you're getting released. They tell you, fuck off. You're staying until whenever.
Yeah, until whenever.
When is
exactly.
the next time that you realize, oh, I might be getting out? How many was it? A year later?
Like 3 months in, I'm like, well, can you put me on work release? Why am I in medium security? And, you know, all that stuff. And then.
Did you have to shower, like, with other women?
The showers, no. You could pretty much. Just get the shower by yourself.
Did you have flip flops, or you have to walk in there barefoot?
Shower shoes.
Did you shower?
but underwear. My first time because I was surprised to go into jail because like there's like a work release area where I spent my first 30 days.
Right.
But then I got thrown what they call over the wall.
Right.
Which is into like a cell block
population.
With like, population. Right. So. So I didn't have anything. So I only had one pair of like underwear, you know? So I actually got hand-me-downs from like two prior cellmates. They were huge. They were like this big.
You had to wear somebody else's underwear?
Yeah, they were clean, but yeah. I have them still because I like to be reminded.
Yeah, what do you do with them? You have them on now?
Every time you get an urge for a drink, you look at fucking I'm Betsy's like, big shorts.
Totally. It's true, man.
I wonder if you were in
put these on. She has a friend that's drinking too much.
I don't
put
care
these
that
on.
They don't fit. Tie it up.
Yeah. You like the way those feel? They're always wet. They never get dry. Smell them. Smell them. Well, smells like snake shit. I had those on for 3 months.
You couldn't get a friend to bring you underwear?
Well, so then you have to get a... Well, here's the thing.
Simple,
so
right?
You can't get drop-offs or anything.
Why?
Because you...
Didn't
that's
they have
the
drones
way.
Then?
No drones.
There's a drone awesome. In here. Fucking
leave
drone.
Alone.
Not you, him. not you, him. Sorry, I'm old.
So you need commissary. So I needed my parents to put money on my books so that I could get a sweatshirt and underwear.
Really?
And,
Jesus.
Yeah. So like the
what?
The uniform that I showed you before.
Orange?
No,
oh, blue.
No, the blue is like the intake one. So like,
where is
it? I didn't have a.
Yeah, bring it up.
Gabby's like talking to her like a counselor.
Gabby.
Bring it up.
Slowly.
So, hold that. So
that's what Gabby wears on a fucking Wednesday.
Also, I have something else.
This is like fucking slow and tell.
It was a 3X. Slow and tell.
What's up? Oh.
So,
show it to the camera, Gab.
So the thing is, it's a button down. So like, if I didn't have a T-shirt, I didn't have anything. So I'd have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. So like, I'm sitting there like, that stripper you had on earlier.
With your titties out.
My titties out.
Right.
Pooping in front of another person
and then
they're trying to eat a bologna sandwich. It's
so
like,
you had to poo. Oh, in the cell was
in the cell.
Shitter.
Yeah.
So you had to shit while someone was eating.
At two people usually.
You
didn't
put a sheet in front of you.
Yeah, someone couldn't hold. You couldn't hold up a sheet.
I don't know.
I mean, have you ever seen a fucking
is there no
Lost
toilet
on an Island show or like
like how it's made. I mean, anything. You couldn't figure it out.
I guess we did that. But how it's made.
Prison bathroom.
How it's made. I mean, look.
But yeah, so you'd have someone in the bunk.
You
can
make a shank out of a toothbrush. You could make a curtain out of a fucking pantyhose or something.
She didn't have underwear. I don't think she had a toothbrush either.
Yeah. All that stuff's like, that stuff's kind of given, I think.
Oh. They treated you like you were like a serious, I mean, I know driving drunk is bad and you could, you know, hurt yourself or other people, but they treated you like you were in jail for a fucking year for that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a little, I think that's a little much.
With, wait, with the 2 DUIs, parole, so the top two,
how far apart were they?
Like 8 months.
Okay. Well, that's you gotta take a time out.
In two different states, too, and I admitted to the Jersey.
Did you say you gotta take a time out?
Yeah.
She went to jail for a year.
Jail time out.
Had a shit in front of two Mexicans.
Were they Mexican?
No, I swear to God.
Those are in a separate cell. They're the ones building the cell.
I swear, on our tier of like, I don't know how many women, maybe 30 women,
yeah.
I'd say 98% of that, all white, went to Catholic school.
Really?
Swear to God, yeah.
Wow.
Really weird.
Like, where was this prison? What prison?
In Northampton County, Pennsylvania.
Northampton County, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Hey, is that the one up when you're going up that highway up?
Voss did a gig
Route
there.
22 or something. It's in Easton.
Where are you, Voss?
Oh, it's in Easton.
And I literally, my house in Women's Easton prison. Is right down the street from
they
the
They pay good
prison.
Money.
Hey, quick bologna sandwich.
Dude, I get a bonus at 300 women.
Tip?
I get a tip in Hartford.
You tipped him?
Yeah, I always tip my openers.
Why?
There we are. Oh,
it was in New Haven. I got to say, you did have one of the funniest...
Let's look at this. I want to see a cell.
We'll get back to that.
I don't know if
they did you draw that?
Yeah. That was art therapy? No.
It's the most sincere you've ever been.
What did he say? What did he say?
Because you had one of the funniest. Wait, let's go to this. We'll get back to that later.
Prison Rape Elimination Act.
Was there
Who's
rape?
That sketch
was
artist?
That would come up.
Scared. I want to say women not so much. So maybe in the men's side of the prison.
Why, there was a men's side and a woman's side.
Yeah.
Wow, oh. That's crazy.
So
did you that's get to nice see the men? With any part, like, did you ever cross her path, like in the...
Yeah, like
hallway or the yard.
Once I was in like work release, we didn't really have a yard. We had a room with a flat.
You know,
basketball.
We did a show.
Did you? And I don't mean to be crude.
That's okay.
When I was in juvie hall, though, I found it hard to crank one out. I mean, did you crank him out?
Yeah.
Where?
Just under the covers in bed. You know.
So you're in bed with two other people in the room, and you guys diddle.
Sure.
Did you ever accidentally diddle at the same time?
Like, I don't know.
You like,
I tried not to, you
like
know,
cross
give them privacy.
You cross diddle? Do you ever cross diddle? Like, we hear,
like quilting?
She's like, and you're like, yo, I was first.
You like how his line of questioning changed? You went from like, you know how dangerous that could be?
Yeah.
So are you flicking yourself off?
Yeah. Fucking,
how do you get that done?
I got a public, I'll be honest, I don't know what it is, but I got a public drunkenness and I got thrown into the drunk tank. And
yeah.
I don't know why, but I was there for like a few hours, and I masturbated in there.
In the drunk tank?
What's a drunk tank? What is it?
Like, just like a holding cell. So
overnight
like,
jail. It's like for...
Not even overnight. Yeah,
2 hours.
Just until my BAC. Until my BAC went down to a certain level. I'm like, well, I got like, I don't know, 7 hours to be here. Like, up
that's so you know you're comfortable with like law, you know, getting arrested. All right, how long?
Yeah.
Handcuffs still make me horny. I don't know what it is.
What does?
Handcuffs, you know.
We did a show in a county.
That. You get fucking trouble, guys. Let's back down, fellas.
What?
We'll get fucking take. She'll take us all out.
We did one
I was on the podcast opening my heart up. Bobby wanted to know how many times I jerked off.
I'll tell you
what.
Wow.
I'll tell you a better story.
Please.
I know a comic. He was a guitar act and he used to do
talk
prison.
Talk to the mic, you fuck.
He was a guitar act.
Yeah.
I think it was Lance Montalto and he used to do prisons.
Yeah.
And he'd do a sing along and he'd go, okay, now rapists. Or robbers.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
We were doing a show at a county in Maryland, and it was mixed. There were girls and guys,
Joe.
Obviously, at the show. But behind the stage was
Joe, do you want to do
Joe, over here, Joe.
Was sodas and potato chips, and everybody was staring at them like they were gold.
Yeah.
Because just a couple little bags of chips and sodas. And one kid after the show was helping clean up. He goes, since I cleaned up, can I have a bag? And like, they don't get, like a bag of chips and a soda would have been the biggest thing that happened to anybody in that audience.
Absolutely.
You know.
Like Sanka coffee. Like that's like, that's like drugs in prison.
Gold.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like golds.
That's crazy.
Instant coffee.
But there's a point where you were just like, I wake up, this is what I do. I go to bed at this time, and I do it all
every
over
holiday, turn 30, Christmas, New Year's.
And when you got out, were you like, fuck, were you institutionalized a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really realize that until.
You used to kill somebody at a fucking laundromat? Yeah.
until like a few.
It was my underwear. Yeah. Put Betsy's underwear down. It's not a sheet.
It's symbolic.
Until she started jerking off at Spencer Gifts.
But it was
the difference between a female and a male person, like you guys aren't, like the males can go and work out in a prison. You guys don't have that, right? There's no
work. No, we didn't have anything.
You're
like
not like
that.
Working
out. And it's
county,
so like county didn't have, they didn't have any facilities.
What did you do? You wake up, where do you go? Where do you go? When you wake up.
Where do you go?
You
4 feet to the other side of the room, you fucking idiot. Where do you go? Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll take a stroll to the park today.
Where do you
it's
go?
It's fucking jail. You go to the shitter and tinkle. Have your roommate watch you.
Yeah, tinkle.
What do you do, I meant? You know what I meant.
I mean, all right, so.
What do? You clean so off your one pair of underwear.
Yeah. You wash in the sink. And,
do you have a sink in your room?
It's a sink toilet
combo. It's not
combo.
A room. It's a cell.
Sink toilet combo. So you wash it, you do laundry in the sink.
Dude, tell me if about you can't your afford, day. If you can't afford laundry. Yeah.
Joe Liss is joining the program.
How many activities can you get in?
Talking about my time in prison.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
When do you want to start?
I don't even think we
started.
So when you were on the badminton team.
Listen. Listen. Well, you know what I mean. Listen.
You're reading sleep.
Talking about this girl. Right
oh,
here.
Wow. All right, let's fire it up, Bob. I think we're ready.
Well, it's already been on for an hour.
Robert, is this you?
No. No, that's not me. That's
Artie
her.
Lang right there.
Listen, so when you wake up in the morning, what do?
So you get breakfast.
You go right to breakfast. Now do you have to get in a line and go to Chow Hall and you count out?
I have a wait step. Come to the table.
What do you do?
Really describe the food portion slowly to Bobby.
Every prison movie, they're walking through the fucking food line.
Let her fucking tell the story.
Well, don't ask.
Not everybody was in prison like you fucking.
I wasn't in prison.
Yeah, you should have been, you queen. Blowing guys for doors.
I don't have to be in prison to blow a guy.
Go ahead.
So, I don't know, you get breakfast on a tray.
So you go to a hall, like
a
breakfast hall.
No, you just, there's like
a
main room outside of all the cells in a
Bobby, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I don't know how
you're doing the boss. Every time you start to speak.
Shawshank Redemption 90 times? No. You're in a fucking jumpsuit, you got nowhere to go, and you eat shitty food. What are you, there's gotta be more to it than that.
You pretty much nailed it.
When did you meet Red?
Did you guys go to the beach? Did you guys? So if you wanted seconds.
Field trip.
Who did you tip?
Let me just say this. So you wake up in the morning, you go for breakfast, you come back to your cell, and you go out in the common area.
You make your bed. You're not allowed. You have to make your bed. You're not allowed to like get under the covers. If you want to like sleep in the bed, you have to make it and sleep on top of it. I don't know why.
Really?
I think that's dumb. I don't
show
understand
a little
it.
Bit of structure in your life.
A structure.
But that's not even
yes.
a blanket then if it's not on top of you.
No.
Was it
you're
cold?
On top of the
That's
blanket.
Really not fair.
It was. It
no,
was
at cold. Night they you have to use a blanket.
Oh, I see.
In the day you can't use
but
the blanket.
But I'm like I didn't smell air for like 8 months. Like I didn't like go outside or like see outside.
When you got home did you make your mom come in the bathroom when you took a shit just so you would feel,
feel more comfortable?
Ma, what? Can you come in and talk to me and eat this bologna sandwich?
Bring the sandwich.
Bring your Mexican
Why?
Friend.
I can't shit.
Get grandma. There was always two.
Yeah.
I wish I would have thought of that now.
I'm constipated. You need prunes? Hey. No, I need you.
Can you guys play dominoes while I take a shit?
States.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, shit. He almost broke his neck.
So you can't go back to bed. You got to hang out all day.
So a lot
so
of
they
reading.
Don't make you do shit like make a, you know, fix
Clean.
A car or, you know what I mean? You know.
Fix a car?
Yeah, like, you know, they have like, you know, they fix
automotive
Yeah, they got a car for every fucking prison.
You could go,
some prisons do stuff like license plates.
You could go to like the AA meetings with the nuns. You could read a book.
Right.
You could watch.
Oh, no, he can't.
there were some TVs in the common area.
Joe, feel free. The mic's on. Go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to hear her. I like to listen to women when they speak, Bob. I don't like to interrupt and say all these little quips. I care about the woman's story. Also, hit the intro. Let's start. This is good stuff. Let's fire it up.
I'm here. It's been fired up.
To be fair, we haven't done the intros to who's on the show yet.
Oh, that's true.
It's been an hour. That's we got to Liz, and then we stopped.
That's not my fault.
Robert is desperately trying to remember three of your names.
Damn, you two, to make sure I do what I'm supposed to do.
Bobby's like, we got Rich Voss, Paul Verzey, and a couple of... Fuck me.
Go introduce everybody real quick.
Fucking Bobby.
Yeah, you.
Why don't Joe and Gabby switch it?
Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie I'll see you later.
No, Gabby, just come over here.
Yeah. Bye, Rich.
Bye, Rich.
I'll see you.
I'll see you later.
I'll see you tonight, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Where?
All right.
Nothing, because you said tonight was New Year's. I'm working with him on... Never mind, you know. Huh? You said it was New Year's. I'm trying not to tell your fucking fans. I don't know why you're mad at me. No, because you're reminding
me
of that guy. What's that place in Indianapolis? You know that those
crackers.
No, the radio.
Oh yeah, well you can't tell
syndicated.
The guys.
You can't tell.
Oh,
anybody.
Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice of Rich to wear a joke jacket. I thought that's funny. He wore like a prop coat.
It wasn't a joke jacket. That was his leather jacket that doesn't fit him.
Oh.
That's the joke.
So, go ahead, introduction. Go ahead, Abby.
He's going to get right back into it.
As I saw. Okay, we have Liz Russo, as I said, Paul Verzey, Mike Feeney, Too Cute, and now Joe List.
Yeah.
And here,
here. Just had Rich Voss leave.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
You don't, by any chance, you didn't bring those, you don't have any more of those Hoyos, do you?
I do not, but you know who's behind us.
Who's that? Oh, boy. Yeah, you got smooth
you
ones.
These.
You
look
got
these.
You got some without a bite.
Yeah,
you
got no tough ones tonight.
No tough ones.
Light. I got to go smooth. I'm starting to catch a cold.
Yeah, well, that's a cold. That has nothing to do with it.
Not a cold, but you know, it's starting to get a little.
Yeah, me too. I woke up this morning like I drank.
Dude, he gave me a bat last night. This thing was probably one of what was
Sir Winnie.
I watched the video.
He gave me a Sir Winnie, dude, and it was. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a great flavor, but it was harsh as shit. Like it was. It wasn't. I like a little, you know, like I like the Davidoff Nicaraguan doesn't hurt the throat. But then he gave me that Hoyo.
Epicure number two.
Holy shit, man! I didn't even. That's a motherfucker.
Two.
Little different. Little. This place, burn goes away.
That place in your video in Elmsford. I went there on my wedding weekend just randomly and talked to that guy that's in your video. You friends with that guy?
He's a good friend of mine.
I got all my wedding cigars from that fella. And
no, you did. I.
Not the ones you got me. I got those in addition.
I bought him two boxes of cigars.
One box.
Oh, one big
one box.
How did we not fuck with Voss when he had those Cubans that unwrapped itself? Oh my God! You'll get sick and you hear this. Boss goes, hey, you smoke Cubans? You smoke cigars? I'm like, yeah. He goes, come, I got some. And he gives me. Lucky you were there, and you even told him they were ruined. They were soaking wet. They were soaking.
He put them in a Ziploc bag.
What did he do? Talk in front of them?
They were soaking wet, and literally, it unwrapped itself. I tried to smoke it. It unwrapped itself, and it was just a long. Uh-huh. It was the fucking worst. He was sick. You knew right away.
Well, this is what he said to me, and I've said this before. He calls me up. We're doing the roast. I go. All right, dude, I'll do it. We're gonna film it. I go, look, I'm not. All right, we're gonna sell it. I was like, dude, we're getting a little carried away now. We're supposed to do a roast for friends. Now you want to film it. Now you want to sell it. No, we're gonna split the money. I go, how? Who's splitting it? I go with the production company. I've never met him, so you have me doing the deal. I was like, fuck, dude, what the? Typical Voss. It went from one thing to now I'm with a production company I've never met doing a roast. But I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. Then he goes, dude, I got Cubans for you. You like Cuban? I go, yeah. So now he's got
me. We were psyched, yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He goes, I got a box of Cubans for you. I'm like, all right, I'm in. He goes, the guy's giving me the Cubans. I'm giving them to you. They're yours. I go, all right, they're mine. I love it. So we do the show that night. I go, where are my Cubans? I'm not fucking around. I want my Cubans. He goes, Now, this is right after the roast. We just killed. It's great night. He's got a bag of shit with him. Okay? I go, where's the Cubans? He goes, they're back at the hotel. I go, Voss, unless you have a time machine, you didn't go back to the hotel between fucking 8 minutes ago when the roast ended and now.
Why does he have a hotel anyway?
Because he always gets a hotel. He's old. He goes, all right, they're in my bag. I go, all right, great. Give them to me. He goes, I'll give you half. I go, what? He goes, I want to keep. I go, you don't smoke fucking cigars. He goes, I know, but I'd like to give them out. I go, to me. You said they were mine.
Yeah.
You said it's mine.
They're yours.
And he goes, I'll give you half. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. He goes, but you don't have anywhere to put them. I go, I do. I got a humidor in my car. He takes his out. He takes 10 out. He took 12. 14. Gave me not half, too. These little beautiful little Cubans. They're beautiful. I put them in my humidor. I go, what are you doing with those? He goes, I'm just going to leave them in the bag. I go, you're a piece of shit. These are ruined. You don't even have a humidor. You don't even know humidity is. You don't know what a hydrometer is. You know nothing about keeping cigars. I have a 700 cigar humidor at my house. I have a cigar club I'm a member of with a cigar box with a key that is at a 77 to 72, 71 degrees at all fucking times. I have every... And you're going to put them in the trunk, you fuck, as monetary to get on a golf course somewhere. You like Cubans? And someone like, see, I like Cubans. Can I get on the course? Here's a fucking asshole. Yeah. And he dried them out. But first he put them in a bag, a Ziploc with a wet paper towel.
Yeah, he had them wrapped in a wet paper towel. They were soaking wet. It was so ridiculous. When I opened it, it was like somebody just dunked it in water. And he goes, no, don't worry, it'll... And it just, I tried to light... And what's fucked up is it was a really great cigar. It was delicious, and I just couldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed my 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one left.
Yeah, you have so many cigars, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm starting to smoke them, though. Liz. Back to you.
So, Liz, did you paint during the day?
Yeah. Verzi.
Did you paint houses? Did you get to send
everybody?
Interesting
question. Did you pick up a hobby?
I did a lot of crosswords, I guess.
So you wake up and just had to find
Scrabble.
Something to do. What time did you go to bed?
Whenever they... Well, they tell us to go to bed and they lock
you
down.
Time?
I don't remember.
How good at Scrabble did you get?
I was excellent at Scrabble, but the women I'd play with, like, we'd have to, like, do jailhouse Scrabble.
What's that?
What's jailhouse Scrabble?
Spell dad. Dad.
We would do, like, jail words, like chi-chi. Or, like, oh,
what's chi-chi mean?
It's
That's a roommate's name.
it's a jail delicacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you take ramen and you take Cheetos and you squish them up and you put them in the microwave some water and it melts.
Where'd you get a microwave?
There's a microwave on the
level,
common area.
In the common area.
Yeah. Hmm.
Do you have a fridge in the common area?
No.
So how'd you get water?
Water.
You get out of the sink?
There's a sink.
So you just drink out of the sink.
I'm like, where does the water come?
Just cry into a bowl.
Yes. My salty tears.
Mike always has a good one every once in a while. But you can't barely hear it. Is your mic lower than everybody else?
No, I'm just my throat's all messed up right now.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And you never fooled around with a woman.
No.
Really?
Not in jail.
Why
not?
Did you
think about it?
Not in jail.
Okay.
Do they have a tossed salad woman?
Not in jail.
So you messed around with women outside of jail is what you're saying?
You know, drunk days, you know.
Yeah.
Made to impress a guy.
Never even
got
that drunk where I had to fucking suck a dick.
I fooled around with a woman one time when I was drinking.
Yeah, it's your wife.
I was gonna say, you married her.
So a couple times you messed around with chicks.
Yeah, just like kissing and stuff.
All right, yeah.
Nothing that.
But not in jail. You said fuck
not
it.
In jail.
Really? Yeah. No. Too much. Too real.
It's very real. I mean, no
Did you
one
get high in jail.
On what?
Anything.
Smuggled drugs.
So they could smuggle drugs.
No,
in jail.
I never did drugs ever.
Just drinking.
Booze and donuts. That's it. Like that's it. Food and booze are my two drugs.
Really?
I've never done an illegal drug.
How much weight did you
lose? Or smoked a cigarette ever.
How much weight did you lose in jail?
I would say about 80 pounds.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Some of us should go to jail. What? I didn't say who. Some of us, you know, they could use some jail time.
What, like a year, like a year and a half?
I don't know. How long were you there? I would multiply her sentence by several.
Yeah.
A year? Did you ever get in a fist fight? A fisticuff? Did we already ask this?
I asked her if she...
No.
Did you have a break?
I was kind of like the counselor. Like, people would come to me and, like...
What about the crying? Do you ever have, like, that first
breakdown.
Night when it's set in, like, where you're just, like, sobbing and they're like...
Well, yeah, but you're not really allowed to cry because they'll put you in something called the bubble.
Oh,
what?
The bubble.
Is there a crying bubble?
Yes. So you can't... So if you're showing extreme emotion about being in prison...
Yeah. That bubble is always
and you're sad. And you're sad about it, you go into this thing called a bubble, and they strip you of your clothes, and they put you... It's called a bubble because it's clear, so that you're being watched 24-7.
Oh, my God.
And you're naked?
And you're naked, but they give you a, like, lead vest-type thing to put over you.
Like you have a cavity?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah. He what
knows,
do you do?
He knows
like
about.
An, or like
he
an
knows
umpire.
About the dentist.
and they just watch you, and you. Wow. It's kind of like a suicide watch type of.
I did.
Situation.
I had that when I was in juvie hall. They had a bed crunch where they were letting kids go, and they came to me. They're like, "Dude, you can go home. We have a bed crunch. We have to get more serious kid criminals in. We're going to let you go home. Just we need a place for you to go." And I was like, "Fuck, what?" I called my grandmother up. And she's like, "Okay, great. Just tell me what I got to do." My mother got on the phone and said, "You're not taking him home. You cannot." And she called back. She goes, "Bobby, your mother won't let me take you. I'm sorry." I'm like, "Nan, you're her mother." I go. She was like, "I can't do it." And I was like, I was just crying in my bed. I think I was 14.
Jeez.
I was just crying in my fireproof mattress in a cube. Oh. And they came in, they took me, they made me take, they took all my clothes except my undies, and I had to sleep on the floor in this office all night, so I didn't kill myself.
It's
uncomfortable.
Awful.
It's terrible. Awful. It's almost.
Because I didn't kill myself. Uncomfortable.
It doesn't because improve. Not,
really
not,
hard floor.
The situation.
It's not a lot of carpeting at all.
You're not really thinking about killing yourself until you're naked on a floor.
Yeah.
You're like, this is
fucking. Get my clothes back before I do this fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hang myself with shoelaces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, what
they never hold.
Yeah. I'm not. Well, back then I was shredded.
Oh,
what?
Fat on fat crime.
I was talking about.
Used to be.
You're not fat. You're not fat. Me and you were always. You're chubby. And you know what you are, too? Can I say something? Because you're a model, too. People don't know that about you. You're an oversized model.
Oversized?
What the fuck? Is that what they call it?
Fuck.
Absolutely not. That's what no one calls it.
Oversized model.
Oversized?
What the fuck?
What is she, a big rig?
What the fuck?
Close your mouth, Gabby. Listen.
So you're an oversized model?
Convoy.
Plus size. Yeah. Plus size.
So you're one of the fat ones?
Hey, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
No, you're
Liz, I'm so
I'm not
sorry.
Offended.
I know, but I didn't.
Hey, you're not fat, by the way, at all.
Yeah, I don't agree with that assessment.
But what the fuck? Was it one of the oversized ones?
Plus size.
She's not.
Plus.
She's not fat.
That's what I said.
I see, but she's plus size.
I mean, I'm not this anymore, but I'm not, you know.
I mean, you're plus size. I'm plus size, too. I don't care.
So you're addicted
and
to, like.
I think, Liz, you're fucking.
I got a pretty face.
You got a pretty body, too. You're proportionate.
Yeah.
You're very proportionate.
That helps, too. It helps with the modeling thing. I haven't done the modeling thing for a while.
She did underwear plus size.
Yeah, I'm on the cover of Thermal Underwear.
But she kept the ones from prison.
So I've been in prison. I've been on Thermal
Underwear.
Did you
hand your Did you hand your big Betsy underwear down to somebody who needed them?
No.
Hey, these were mine.
Pay it forward.
Pay this forward. Someday you're going to be cold in a cell in the bubble.
Go to a wall. It's under a rock.
Yeah. There's some spotting, but I cleaned that in the sink.
Yeah.
So you said the drinking, you stopped for 7 years, but you said you're addicted to donuts?
Like, food,
you
man.
Said it's sweets,
food.
Right?
Yeah. So I got out of jail. I started drinking again. I gained the 80
You got out of
fat.
Fucking jail and started drinking again?
I got 2 public drunkenness while on parole after I got released from prison.
What's wrong with you?
Oh. And one of them was during my day job. I left for lunch and never came back.
What?
What's your drink of choice that you would get so sloshed up?
I mean, at that point, I would drink whatever, anything. But like I was a whiskey and microbrew person if I had money. If not, it'd be like natty ice or
the
like.
Fuck? What kind of English question is that?
What
did you partake
sloshed.
In?
Sloshed.
Yeah. So because if she's getting if she's publicly drunk so many times that it's like you know it's happening. It's obviously got to be so hard liquor was going to be my guess.
So you can't drink like you can't like you
no
you can't.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
She spent a year in jail. The first day she got a fucking a fifth and a donut.
I will say,
she left for lunch and never came back.
How delicious did that fifth taste? I mean, the first one after prison, though. That must have been like a.
I probably was good for about a year before I start. Well, even that, I'm probably lying to myself. Yeah. It probably was less than a year and started sneaking, you know, like a beer here and there. Oh, I'm fine. I wasn't alcoholic.
Did you have
drove drunk, you know.
Did you have donuts the first day you got out?
Subway cookies.
Wow.
Oh, those are so
yeah, what was the first
Subway
thing you did when you got out?
Great.
Where'd you go?
No one picked me up, so
that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Really how'd you get home?
Well, my house is actually a block away from the jail.
Are you kidding me?
What? Did you have a parents' house? Of a stick?
No, my house. Like the house that I like own.
You have a house?
I have a house.
You own a house.
And it's a block from your jail?
Technically, my parents own the house. They don't live there. They live in North Carolina.
So the house that you live in.
The house is, yeah.
It's your
block.
Yes.
They gave it
and
to
it's,
you.
Yes. And it's a block away from jail.
That's amazing. So
what a fucking nightmare. Your house is a block away. An empty,
so I see it every day. Yeah. I'm just
used
like
to draw it out the window. What? That's who was amazing. In the house while you were in prison? Anybody?
No.
So you walked to your house. You walked a block to a house.
I walked. I left jail. I'm like, woo, I'm out of jail. And then I just walked a block home.
Was there furniture and shit? Like, you have to take sheets off a couch?
They didn't disconnect my TV, so I had TV as soon as I got out.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow. Yeah.
So you go home, a block, walk home. Now, did you have any of your prisoner friends be like, yo, I'm going to walk over when I'm out?
What was that voice you did? I noticed that felt like it was kind of a certain race that you chose.
No, I'm just yo. It's a prison voice.
Yo.
Yes, yo.
Interesting choice. Interesting acting choice.
That was her, her nickname, Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo.
In prison.
Yo-Yo Dieter.
Listen.
Hang on.
That was bad.
There we go.
That was bad.
There you go.
Did you beat off as soon as you got home? I feel like that would be the first thing I did.
No, put that on your mic.
Oh.
Don't you watch the show, you fucking loon?
Well, yeah, but did I what? Beat off? Did you say beat off?
Yeah, I said beat off, but you know what I mean. For the layman. Bobby, is that a beer?
Yeah, it's a beer.
Jesus, what are you doing, buddy?
You don't drink anymore either.
Dude, no, but I thought it was a Heineken. I got nervous.
Me and Liz are going back out. We're going to go to the yo-yo.
I was saying.
You're saying yo-yo? You're drinking Heineken? I don't know what happened to you.
I'm one comedy
imagine Liz
condo
and Bobby
away.
Just said fuck it one night. They just went out together. Everybody just bought you guys shit. Oh, my God.
I feel like you guys would fuck within 30 seconds of the first trip.
And then fight.
Yeah. You'd have a sip of beer, smash it down.
I'd be face fucking her with a donut in her mouth. A
lot of food porn. Yeah.
There would be a lot of food for it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be hot.
Nice relationship.
I had a buddy who was heavy in high school and he quit smoking in college, and the way he substituted it was he bought a dozen Dunkin' Donuts and he just kept it in his passenger seat, and every time he wanted a cigarette, he would just fucking just eat a glazed or something, dude.
So he's
and
dead he just, now, right?
No, he ended up going on one of those, like he was one of those guys that ended up losing 100. Like,
oh, wow.
he was either going to go dead or he just fucking changed everything. But I go, why the fuck do you have donuts on your thing? He goes, yeah, I can't smoke. And I was like, Jesus, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Donuts aren't that fucking good.
Well, yeah. Like, I went to fat
She's
camp.
She's like, well, no, yes.
No, yeah. Really
bite
they're
your
really
fucking tongue there, Paul.
You went to fat camp?
I went to fat camp as
what,
a
do you
kid.
Have to be institutionalized to do anything?
It's pretty much, and it's like donut rehab. It really is.
Yeah, it's fat guy jail.
It is. I swear to God, it is.
So you go to
there's
a camp.
There's more crying there. Yeah. There's no bubble in that thing.
Yeah, you are the bubble.
Shoot the bubble.
The glaze is much different.
Hey, we had Barry in a bubble, but he chewed his way out.
What? So you went to fat camp too?
Yeah.
Before jail or after jail?
Oh no, before, like age 10, like through my mid 20s.
Oh, your parents put you in it.
You've just been in facilities.
I am. I'm very institutionalized. Wow.
So your parents put you in fat jail?
Yeah.
What, did you want to do it?
It's fat jail.
Buddy, let me tell you something. You fucking show up as a bunch of fatties and you're eating, you can't eat fucking donuts, eating Triscuits and cucumbers.
And there was like smuggling in there too.
Of course there was.
At fat camp. Yeah. You'd have friends on the outside send you teddy bears.
I got a chocolate munchkin in my asshole.
Yeah. Why is Liz walking funny? She's got three baby Ruths in her car.
Oh man.
Wow, yeah. What a fucking life.
Yeah, man.
You and now you're sober seven years?
7 years in January it was 7 years.
Thank God, Liz.
I know, seriously, thank God.
You know what, now you're awful. Full bore into comedy.
Yeah.
Because back then you were in and out.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, it was that, like, even like if Giannis is still here, like I went to college with Giannis.
What?
And, Giannis went to college?
Yeah, I know.
Did you and Giannis ever
No, he's like a Greek brother. But like he has drunk stories. I mean, we've gotten drunk together.
Really?
So. Yeah, I haven't seen him since I went away. So, but yeah.
So
probably would have been great to see him. Too bad he got
I know.
Screamed
too bad he
out
got,
of the building.
Too bad he picked into a his shawarma. Car.
Yeah. He broke a cardinal rule.
He picked a shawarma
scary
over
face.
Us.
What did I miss?
There was
Giannis got
screamed at.
By Robert?
No. Yeah. Well, this fucking cocksucker rolls in, Joe, eating a shawarma.
Get him riled up.
But not
like,
being on it.
Like fucking Tony Danza. Just fall, hey, how you doing, Gloria?
He's the boss.
Fuck. Comes in eating it. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You're not supposed to eat.
Gloria's a song, isn't it? It wasn't Gloria, was it?
I don't fucking know, man. I watched the show twice.
I think it might have been Gloria, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Angela.
Was
Angela.
Mona.
Mona was the mom. The
Moana's a new movie.
But he knows he's not supposed to eat up here.
Yeah.
You're really not supposed to eat up.
Can I tell you, can I just tell you what happened?
I roll over. He's fucking chewing. I go, dude, what the fuck? He still bites, takes another bite.
Listen how fast
Then I go, I go, what the fuck?
Joe, can I tell you what really happened? This is what happened. I was downstairs, and I was at Mamoon's, and I just wanted to get a shawarma because I didn't eat dinner. So Giannis goes, I'm going to get one, too. So we get him, and I go, fuck, dude. I go, I got 3 minutes to go upstairs, and that's when you text me. I go, I could literally take two bites of this thing and go up there. He goes, yeah, you're not allowed to eat on the podcast. You can't eat on the podcast. So I go, all right. So I go, dude, two bites. It's like 9 o'clock. I wake, start waking my way upstairs. He goes, I'm going to come up and say hello. He's eating his thinking, I'm not on the podcast, so I'm just going to eat mine. So we come up. We come in. Voss follows us, and Bobby's just, he was hot already. And Bobby starts going around. And what the fuck? This thing, he goes, no eating in here. No eating. He starts fucking freaking out. Giannis fucking, like, not cowers, but, like, starts backing.
No, he doesn't.
No,
he's
he
didn't lying.
No, he was smiling, but
fucking went,
he went back, though. He left.
Dude, he went like this. He went.
Yeah, but that's a.
Gave me a head nod, goes.
Yeah, that's
and then took a bite and smiled. Fuck that.
He knew.
Smiles. Then I'm like, this motherfucker just smiled and winked. Winked. He gave me the fucking Brooklyn Boys. What are they?
Bayside. Bay Ridge Boys.
He gave me a Bay Ridge Boy fucking nod. Like, fuck you, you fuck.
He's like, no fucking food in here. Dude, I got half a falafel. I just quietly put it down, and I just put it over there, and Bobby looked at it, and he just, where's Giannis? Where the fuck? And gets up and storms around that thing as if he got hit.
He doesn't need your help.
Oh, all right.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Wow.
Was this on air?
I got his hype man next to Paul. Like, Verzi needs a hype man. It's the fucking biggest hype. This cocksucker tells it the most amazing story ever. And I got this twink going crazy. Storms out. Bobby goes, Bobby gets up and fucking leaves like a whirlwind. Tornado. Gets up and flips out. He's hot. On fire. Shut up.
And then the best was 5 minutes later, Bobby goes, all right, get him on the phone. I got to apologize.
It was crazy.
Look, everybody knows I'm a little hot-headed sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'm working on that for a long time. What?
It's a bummer.
Well, I go out the hallway.
Make everybody nervous.
Shut up.
You're one of the guys, your name pops up my phone. I go, fuck. I get to like this. I'm like this.
Is that true?
Hello?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that real?
I'm like, hello?
All right. Then my name won't pop up anymore.
Oh, no.
So there you go.
No, but what's it's
no,
settled.
But my name won't pop up.
See, now that seems so hot-headed.
Shut the fuck up. I swear to God, you shiny forehead fucking gorgeous man.
Okay.
Listen, there you go, Joe. My name won't pop up anymore.
That's great.
All right? There
Perfect.
You go. Perfect. Good.
Now that that's settled.
That's his mad sip.
I need a drink. Yeah.
I went out in the hallway, and I'm like, Giannis, what the fuck, dude? I mean, he's smiling, just smiling at me. So you're fucking mad at me, Vo. Get mad at me. Get mad at me.
I can't.
Just try. Okay, get mad at me.
Wait, all right.
Just be me. Be me.
Oh, you.
you're being me. I'm Giannis.
Yeah, you were like, dude, what the fuck? I told you, no eating in the studio.
Yeah, I know, man. I know.
That is a Giannis face.
I can see.
No, I know, dude. No, I thought you meant the other thing.
And then he texted.
Keep yelling at me. Keep yelling at me.
Just
keep yelling at me. I want you to show what he did.
No, I told you to not fucking be in there with the shawarma, dude.
I know.
And then I got a show going on. You know we could get.
You're not mad, Paul? You're not a little fucking mad?
I got a text from him. You know what he said?
What?
Before you called?
What?
He said this.
Oh, shit.
He goes, before you called, he goes, tell Bobby, look, meant no disrespect.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was being really nice. He was just.
Are you making this up or are you reading it?
No, yo, tell Bobby.
Talking to the microphone.
He said, yo, tell Bobby I thought it meant eating on the podcast. Bobby was hot, meant no disrespect.
I know. I called him apologize.
And he called it and you called an apology. Yeah.
I called before that. I apologized before that. I felt bad. Hey, guys, you know what? If you can't, look.
Sure.
I'm very fucked up, you know.
It's a tough day.
I have a lot of anxiety. It's not a tough day. I'm bad with anxiety. I have a lot of doing the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All these sets I've been doing. Been on the road since September. Haven't seen my son. I get sick to my stomach. And it all goes back to the time when I had my kid, I called Verzi, and his kid was just like what my kid is now. And he's like, buddy, when you go on the road, that's the worst. I go, what do you mean? He goes, my kid knows now. He goes, were you taking a plane or a car? And if I say plane, he goes, oh, all right, because he knows I'm going to be, I'll see you when you get back. I've never heard the saddest story in my life. Aww. Broke my fucking heart. And now I'm going through it. My kid last night grabbed me by the neck and said, don't go. I want you to stay with me. And I was like, dude, I gotta go. And he's like, please just stay. I want you to watch a movie.
You talked to him like a mobster? Dude, I gotta go.
And there was nothing that could be done.
The fuck are you, a team? And there's nothing.
You sure it didn't have anything to do with the crazy fucking whore that was running around here with her tits out?
Yeah. The fuck? Don't call her whore.
I'm sorry. The actress? I'm sorry, the artist? Yeah. The artist that was
the performance artist.
My fucking belt on that one. Holy shit. I almost cut myself open on my belt buckle with that one. It's been a crazy fucking day. I'm exhausted. I can't wait to have a day off. I need it. And then, it's just a lot of stress. All good stuff. I'm just bad with anxiety. I'm not good with anxiety. You know, and then we got kicked off a Riotcast thing again.
What?
Jesus Christ.
It's your network.
No, the YouTube Riotcast page is shut down again because of these fucking two cunt fans. I put those in quotes, little rat fink fuck cock fucks.
Yeah, you finks.
Yeah, they fucking reported us.
How long do you get for having tits? Suspended for?
What'd nipples. You say?
Not tits, but nipples.
Who said for having tits? I'm so fat insecure. I thought he was like, because you have tits.
Like, no, because of the tits.
You
scanned the room. You said, who said that? I know.
I really got to fucking settle down.
So they report. Why would they report? You should say, hey, all right, tits, free tits.
How do you say it?
Free tits.
See, you can't have titties. I said that at the beginning. You got to cover the nipples. We're fine. If we covered her nipples, she could have flipped out all she wanted.
Why didn't you just put... She should have just put
we tried to, but fucking Lewis pimped Zach and everybody out of it. He's like, fuck that. Don't fucking do it. Fucking that. And everybody was like, okay.
Actually, I think because...
He grabbed the tape and threw it.
Actually, I think because of the time that it got pulled, it was her putting her hand in Dan's pants that people started to...
What?
Yeah,
she did
point.
That.
Yeah,
when?
I what? Think that's when people reported.
Oh, like, she was grabbing his cock.
She literally asked Dan, "Can I touch your cock?" And then touched.
In fact,
his mouth.
She actually grabbed his dick while asking, so it was really kind of assault, to be honest.
We
I witnessed
should sue.
It.
Wait, under the pants and shit?
Over the pants, but she was like, "Can I grab your dick?" And I was like, asking while doing it, which is I've read quite a bit about in recent weeks, and that's a no-no.
It's not preferred.
Yeah. It's not.
Are you his hype man now too?
I'm everybody's hype
okay,
man.
Okay,
not
good.
The preferred method. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was
technically
a crazy
Dan
show.
Was sexually assaulted on the show.
Yeah, with a smile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he got sexually assaulted the way you should.
And
like
also
this.
Got motorboated.
Did he really?
Yeah, I have it on video.
Yeah, there was multiple.
There's a lot of crazy shit on that one.
Were you
so
here?
I was here.
Seems like there's a lot of missing pieces.
It was nuts. It was nuts.
A lot happened.
Everybody showed up late.
I was not late. I'm early. I was 20 minutes early. Don't throw in everybody. I've never been late for this show once ever.
All right. So
I've beat you here several times, and I beat you for pleasure that one time. I was featuring.
Lewis was late, of course.
Of course.
And the chick was late, and Liz was late too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Who booked the chick? I'm just curious. I always wonder, how do you get a porn star on a show?
Lainey, who I love, who works with, Jim and Sam, Opie and Anthony, Opie and Jim, Just Jim, all those shows. What a fucking show. She books all these porn stars and she'll have them come on. We've had, last year we had a Lewis, that was his gift, a trans porn star. It was really hot, black dude, girl. And she came in to give... This year, Lainey calls me. She goes, would you, for the Yankee swap, like a topless lap dance from one of my girls? And I was like, yeah, sure, that's great. That'll be mine, $20 lap dance. You know, it's got to be under $20. So I bought an extra gift just in case.
because I knew it was going to go foul. She came in and just fucking sat on Dan's lap and was just giving him the... I'm like, you're doing my gift. That's my gift. You're just giving away to fucking... Everybody loves soda. Fuck! It's so annoying how much... You can't help but like him. Every chick wants to bang him, but not bang him, love him. Like, wants him as their guy.
I have the same problem, and it's frustrating.
No, you don't. I've never heard a girl
it's
come
in. It's not a cross to bear.
It's not a cross to bear.
You no, you're right. I remember seeing Dan was on stage at the Stand. And, you know, he's hilarious. He says, and I see these, like, two female comics. I honestly don't even know who they were. And they were whispering to each other, looking at him. And I'm going, I don't know what they're saying, but I think it's somewhere along the lines of, like, I'll fuck them. Like, it was that, for sure.
Everybody, I mean, girls in here, raise your hand if you don't think Dan's cute. Raise your hand if you wouldn't
You just said that backwards.
If you wouldn't be...
raise your hands if you do not think he's
so
cute.
So it should be, keep, raise your hand if you do.
The way you worded it confused me, too.
Dan's a good-looking
guy. If you don't think he's cute...
If you think Dan's cute, raise your hand. If you would date Dan, raise your hand. If he was single and wanted to date you seriously.
He is single.
Well, I'd say no because he's a comic.
Really? Yes. If Dan Soto was like, hey, I like you a lot.
That's smart. She's smart.
Look at me.
No.
Look at me.
Comic.
You wouldn't date a comic?
Who wants to date a comic?
I'm married to a comic.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
That's horrible. Yeah, but you guys work.
Jesus Christ.
Just look at Bob.
That's great about it. You hate all the same people. If you're dating, I can go home and go, fucking Bobby, doing that. She's like, oh, my God, he's the worst, you know.
But what
if
it's the fuck?
If I'm married to an
accountant,
I got to say,
fuck?
I'd have to go, there's this guy, Robert. He's really loud and boisterous. It makes me nervous.
Where's my phone? Where's my phone?
He's
delete
big.
Joe's number.
He's really.
Go into my phone, Mike, and delete Joe list.
You're always nervous around him. And she's like, I know people like that. But
you're
this way,
dude, you're nervous around the Pope.
Yeah, well, the rape cover up.
He's got a great
nice
there
to know all the same people. I can go. She can go. Who's there? I go. Oh, Verzi, Feeney. You know. She goes. Oh yeah, I know those guys. It's otherwise if you're dating a civilian or married to a civilian, you have to go.
Yeah.
There's this guy.
Yeah. No, it's
blah,
great.
Blah, blah,
no,
blah,
you
blah.
Know. You go home. You go. How was your day? Good. What's going on with the kid? What are you doing? What you talk about life? You don't talk about this fucking shit business.
This is part of life, Bob.
It's part of my AA. Part of my life, not
said,
my life.
You said AA. Was that like a deep-seated thing that actually
no,
came
I said
out.
I go home, I talk to my wife about other shit. She doesn't ask me, how was the podcast? Well, Joe was fucking kind of rather mean today and said some mean shit.
Are you doing her or you?
I'm doing her.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and me. I'm doing both. I don't know. I have no idea. All right, what is your New Year's resolution?
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Rose throwing seed in a different title. What
no,
the fuck?
No, it isn't. It
yes,
is not.
You took my game and you're disguising it.
I don't know. Start with well,
no. I'm not starting. Don't tell me what. I am the fucking master of the show.
Sorry.
Stop telling me
so
what
sorry
to do.
Showmaster.
I've been here for 3 weeks and you're already fucking running the show. The fuck?
I know. But I've been saying the same thing.
You haven't said anything.
I said plenty. You just couldn't see it because my mouth.
Go ahead. I don't know.
What is what is it? Just say something. Don't do that.
That was horrible.
It's annoying. How about to lose your stutter? Mike, what's your New Year's resolution?
Thank you.
It is to continue to...
Rosie, what is your New Year's resolution?
It's hard.
Hang on 1 second. Liz, in case you didn't know, you're next.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to cut back on the booze. And I'm going to cut back on the cigars.
Really?
For the first, definitely the first 3 months of 18, I'm going to cut back 50% of my cigars, and I'm going to cut back a lot of booze. Maybe even won't even booze for the first 90 days.
That's great.
Just to try to get a cleanse in.
That's nice.
You know, I know it's not going to last a whole year, because that's the thing with New Year's resolutions. If you say you're not going to do the whole year, you got to just give yourself a fucking short-term goal and knock it out.
Right.
So.
One day at a time.
I tried to not drink for February, because it's the shortest month.
Yeah.
And, it's just the Super Bowl. I mean, there's everything. There's so many things happen in February.
December's impossible.
And December's impossible, but then November. There really is no good month. October, you got Halloween. The summer's the summer. I mean, it's really...
What about March? There's nothing in March.
St. Patty's Day.
Oh. I'm proud of all the Irish blood that's in me.
Liz, what is your thing?
Your
New Year's resolution.
What's your oversized resolution?
To work on my book/one-person show.
You're doing a book about your life?
Since we started talking about jail and stuff, it's kind of
resurfaced where I want. That's what I want to.
You want to do that?
Tackle that.
Get it done. Write a book.
You know,
be a great book.
Something. I need something to happen.
My year in jail.
Maybe something like
that. I'm better. Maybe.
I was just saying.
Betsy Shorts.
Donuts are my gateway drug.
What about this? Bars. Like, because it's like the bar.
Yeah.
Like you're at a bar drinking. And like bars. That. Bars, yeah. Bars.
Bars behind bars.
I feel like
bars.
We talked about
that. Bars, bars, and pussy.
Liz behind bars.
Joe, you
bars,
have
bars
good
and
ones like that.
Bars.
Bars, and
I remember
Betsy.
You were like, Versailles View. And then you just go, and then you go like this, and you go, think about it.
Paul's next special,
like
Versailles View.
You're good at shit like
that. You are
that.
Good at that.
At bars.
Kind
bars.
Of shitty.
If you name your next special Versailles View, I will fucking unfriend you in life.
Robbie. About
I'll
Robbie.
Robbie. Yeah, Robbie. What the fuck is, what are we, Canadian? Hey, Robbie.
Bobby.
Hey, Robbie, it's a bird's eye view.
Bobby, I would never name it that, but I said he's good at those names. That's all I'm saying.
It's not good.
No, but it's a clever play on words.
He's good at Sesame Street shit.
It's a good play on words.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bob, you somehow did a great Bob Dylan impression as a Canadian. Bobby. It was like probably the best impression you've ever done, and it wasn't on purpose. Your Canadian is a perfect Bob Dylan.
You're very,
is that a Heineken?
You're very mean to me.
What?
All you've been doing is fucking assaulting me and then fucking saying mean accusations.
I said you did a great Bob Dylan impression. I said you make me uncomfortable. That's nice.
Joe, what is your New Year's resolution? I would be nicer to your friends.
Sorry about that.
My New Year's resolution is, well, I think I'd like to be more part of the show. I feel like I was away from the show for a while because
You've
I
been
had
on
some
a lot lately.
Psychological problems and some dental problems. Yeah. And then I come back and there's a bunch of fresh faces here. This guy, I thought he lived in Texas.
He does.
Gabby, I never even heard of. She's explaining to me how the show works. Yeah. Zach is
She's got a
terrifying.
Fucking confidence problem.
And Zach is like Wilson from Home Improvement. Just his fucking head sticks over the thing.
It's a weird scenario. Look, Zach has got his shit together. Michael moved here. He's here now. Mushy Mike. Gabby, we're working on it. The last show, I go, hey, Gabby, go get everybody drinks. During the show, everybody wants to drink. I go get everything. She goes, why do I have to do it?
During.
Let me do it. I'll be right back. Hang on 1 second. You know what, dude? We'll be right back. It's Gabby's. Gabby, run the show for a second. But we're working it out. She's got a little confidence problem.
She asked me what I'd like before.
We worked it out. Yeah. She's doing great. We're all getting this together. But let me tell you something, Joe. The best team I've had so far is these guys.
What about me and Dan and Lewis?
They're behind the scenes.
Oh, right. But they're on camera.
They're on camera, too. They deserve to be.
Yeah.
All right?
Gabby, I think you're doing great.
She's
Thanks,
fucking
Joe, yeah.
doing great. Zach is. They're all
Gabby
killing
got
it.
Me on.
It just seems a little Latino heavy now.
I got you fucking on.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You owe me. You don't know Gabby. If you know what I'm saying.
He's just a heavy Latino. That's all it is.
Dude, who are you kidding?
That's a good line.
Who are you? In 2 months, there's going to be some fucking Asian kid sitting back there.
What the fuck?
What happened?
2 weeks in a row, are you doing that?
That is not me. I'm not doing
that. The only mouth small enough to make that sound is you.
I'm not the one doing that.
There's no way. Look at the size of her mouth. Look at that mouth. You guys have the same mouth, by the way.
Who?
You
know,
those two. You have the same exact mouth.
Great
look
teeth.
Look at it. Both smile like this. Look, go like this.
Great teeth
look,
on that
look,
side
it's the same
room.
Mouth. That's the same white, perfect mouth. Verzi, Mo, what's your resolution? Scream it.
You reconnect more with my family. And...
Oh, wow.
Okay, aww. Good.
It's deep.
The one in Egypt?
Yes.
Oh, geez, we're in trouble.
Sleeper cell.
You never want to reconnect more with my religion. Great. All right, nice talking to you. I want to fucking ixnay on the cigars.
Text me when to fly.
Do me a favor. Wipe my fingerprints off these. I like how you're wrapping your cigars now like fucking mini bombs.
Oh, is that it?
Mo gives you his cigars like this. Listen.
Speaking of mini bombs, let's plug our dates.
What about my friend over here on the couch?
Mike.
No, his name's not Mike.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought there was a guy back there.
Give him the mic, Mike.
You're like my goose.
I know, he's hiding. I don't know why he's hiding.
Put me over here.
Well, you should have sat in the middle so we could see you, but go ahead. Right. What's up? What's your name?
Aaron. Like
Aaron. Yeah, you've been on before.
No, you met me. I did the sketch, the Tough Crowd sketch.
I don't think that's coming.
Yeah, that we got. That's getting,
oh, that
that's
awesome.
Being framed.
Oh, did you show him the frame we got?
No.
I'm framed. We got it framed. You're actually doing the. You know what would be great too if we did the. Remember I told you the.
Yeah, you want Norton, Patrice, Burr.
Yeah. And then what we should do is the new generation, right? You get fucking Joe, Lewis, what's his name? Soda, yeah. Jersey, Giannis, and maybe who else?
Need a minority. That's it.
You need a picture?
Yeah, that'd be great. That was great.
Like the four, like I did that.
Yeah, the fours.
I don't think he's coming through.
He's not. There's he's no not way talking that mic's in the on. Mic.
No, he is talking directly into it.
Go ahead. Wait, I might be wrong.
You do all the art. You did all that art shit.
I just did a. I did a Drew Keith.
He's coming through.
Colin. Boss and Bobby when they were all
okay. It's amazing.
Right. Oh, that's yeah, fucking awesome. Yeah,
it's really great.
Yeah, no, dude, that's talent. I can't, like, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, but there's, I love art. I went to art. I was going to be an art teacher. I was going to go to transfer to Mass College of Art. There's a, but what I, you know, what he does and what certain artists of this show, like Howard Porter, certain people, like, and they know who they are, artists that have done stuff for the show, it's a his shit is great.
We should have a contest because I could draw.
You can, me and you.
I could draw.
No, I'm not. Are you challenging me to a drawing contest?
Draw.
What you should do is you should find out all the people that do your podcast who's the best drawer like that.
Yeah.
You know, and just fucking we do something where we get like a half hour, 45. Yeah. With a canvas and the fucking, you know.
Canvas. You draw on a paper. Well, you don't draw on canvas.
You know what I mean?
You paint on canvas.
I understand. Easel? I was using canvas. They say canvas when somebody gets a tattoo. You know what I mean? I'm saying, you know, what? The blank page. What?
Your body is your canvas.
Thank you.
He
thank
gets it.
You. Yeah, you fucking hype man. You really are a cocksucker.
This is called
you
yes.
travel with them?
Here's
the
yes
thing.
Ending.
Here's the thing. Somebody's got to pick what we draw. You can't pick it.
Fine.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we'll do like category, whether it's like animal, car, so okay.
No, why don't we have him pick it? We'll have him back on the show. He'll pick what we draw, and then we have to draw it.
How long would you say is a reasonable amount of time for us to be able to have like one thing, whether it be an animal or something like
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
That's it. When I used to
we
go
going
to
colors? When we going colors or no. we're just going black?
We're doing charcoal.
I just drew Bob.
This is the most insulting. I look like Fat Albert that lost 50 pounds.
That's pretty good.
This is insulting.
I drew your lips luptuous.
See, I said he had good lips earlier, luptuous. And it got real uncomfortable.
The best lips in the biz.
See, the best lips in the biz.
Yeah. I got good lips. All right, let's. Where are we at?
I mean,
what's your New Year's resolution, brother?
To make some money doing the art.
Oh, shit. Well,
that's awkward.
All right, well, we got to get a new artist.
You're the best artist we've ever seen. Yeah. I want to make more money. Ew, well.
We're running short on time here.
Yeah, if you guys need anybody to sketch some shit, look them up. Anyways, what's up? What are you doing? Nothing. All right. Ooh. All right, let's wrap this up. We're going to go. What are we smoking tonight?
What was your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution.
Like.
My New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to
You got all mad at Gabby for not being ready.
No, I'm trying to work.
That's right.
Listen, you two gang up on me. I swear to God, I'll replace you with a foot.
I thought you just had a fucking aneurysm.
I swear to God.
I know.
Dude, I really, for a second, like the last two Mississippis that I thought something happened to.
The amount of people, dude, when you just. The amount of people that are checking their podcast, and I go, what the fuck is going
on? I was like, dude, I hope he's not fucking. He must be really stressed out, dude. Something happened to his friend. It's like, this motherfucker's. I know he's vulnerable, but I think he just had a fucking.
Yeah.
He's too fucking. As soon as you fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Gabby the last one. The first one was Mike. I can't do Mike.
What is it? What is it? You got a good one?
I want to be less angry.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, shut up.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
So good.
That's good.
Shut the fuck
go
up.
Go with that, dude.
Up to a great start.
Shut up. You're bugging me. You bug me more than anybody. You trigger me so good, Joe.
What?
Yeah. What?
Dog.
Listen, dog.
Who here did you marry? Anyone else? Anyone out here asked you to be the signature point of the wedding?
What?
Just this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. I love you, buddy.
I love you.
Joe,
love
are you
in
high?
Fact, my uncle texted. Look at, there we are. Look at, boom.
Yeah.
My uncle texted and said, hey, Robert Kelly's on Syria. He sent me a text. He said, ordained minister, LOL.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. All right. Well, it looks like
thank
we settled
you.
It.
No, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I want to be less angry. I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying not to attach emotion to my anxiety, and I'm trying to deal with my anxiety because the more you get in this business, the more stuff you have to deal with. The bigger this podcast gets, the more stuff. No, but I'm not good with anxiety. I'm just not good with it. It'd be okay if I was good with anxiety. I'm just not. And that's when I start. Oh, I can't remember this. I can't, and that, and I get this, and I get that, and it starts to. I don't know what the fuck. And then somebody does something, and I fucking lose it.
What calms you down?
What calms me down? Like, blowjobs.
That I don't
cigar. What's your coping? Yeah.
Cigar does. Yeah. I'm gonna try to meditate. I'm gonna try to get back into meditation. Yeah, Verzi. I'm gonna meditate.
No, I know.
I'm bad at meditation.
What do you mean you know? What does that mean?
I mean, I get it. I've talked to people that say meditation changed their life. But all meditation is, you know what? It's sitting in... here's what meditation is. It's sitting around. Everybody acts like, oh, you got to fuck... You sit around with nothing, no distractions, and you fucking relax. I mean, no.
What?
Take a time out.
All meditation is...
Shut the fuck up. The fuck is this?
It's a 2 to 5 minute time out.
Dude, next
back.
Time me and Stacey are fighting, I'm just going to have it on speaker, and I'm just going to, as soon as like I say something, you know, Mike's going to come in and go, yeah. I mean, you got to
make some points. I mean, you got to, you know.
I mean, no. Stace, he's telling the truth.
Listen, marriage is a give and take.
What is everybody, I'm just saying, I don't like how people make it like this fucking, like it's this crazy ancient, all you do is you sit down in a room without TV, yeah. Dark, relax, you kind of just close your eyes, you think to yourself, you kind of clear your head. That's really all it is. It's not yeah. some people make it like it's more.
That's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
Sitting down and relaxing.
It's so hard.
Don't just do something. Sit there. Hmm?
Yeah, he really can make these things up for us. Yeah.
That's not mine. That's an old adage.
I fucking hate him. Are you smoking tonight?
Yeah, I love to smoke.
All right.
Fuck. No, I'd love
so
to.
That's my thing. I would like to do that. I hope by that I'll lose weight. I'll get back into shape and blah, blah, blah. Through that calming down a little bit, you know, I have to.
You didn't ask me or Zach, by the way.
I'm not done.
Well, yeah, we close with you. You're the most important.
I'm just kidding. What do you want? Someone asked me. What do you want me to do? What do you want to do, Mike?
Be less fat. That's it.
No way.
I was 260 when I started the podcast. I'm 243 now.
So. Oh, wow.
Nice. Good for
wow.
you. Good for you.
You've been on this for 3 weeks?
No, 3 months.
Oh, wow. That's
still impressive.
That's 5 1/3 pounds a month.
That's great.
Any tips?
Fish.
Walk and don't eat.
Yeah, he has tits.
Sweet.
Yeah, move to a town. Move to a town you can't afford.
Yeah, that's sorry. Helped the most.
Go, you can go back to prison if you want. Zach, what about you?
I like yours. I want to be less angry, but I've also thought about it a lot, and I want to sleep less.
Oh, that's
I want to try
one.
To not
that's
sleep.
That's going to help
much.
Your anger.
It's a real bad one. That's,
yeah, that's going to help.
That's too. One of the worst ones.
I want to sleep less. I want to sleep less and not be as angry.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm looking to toss and turn for a year.
Yeah. I'll pick up a Coke habit.
Hey, Gabby, what's yours?
I want to build more material. I made a goal for myself. I'm a new comic. I made a goal for myself, a half an hour by December, and I want another.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you stop saying, hey, guys, on your Instagram?
Hey, guys.
It goes through me like a fucking knife. Because I follow her. I follow her, and I follow her stories. She does good stories. Every story, hey, guys, like there's thousands. Like
seven
she's Justin
watching.
Bieber. There's two people going,
Justin Bieber.
Bieber, you mother. You're an opposite hype man for me.
No, you just, you know, been attacking me. I felt like I needed to.
I said you're good looking, you have beautiful eyes, you have a twinkle, I'd fuck your mouth. What have I said wrong? What have I said wrong?
Bobby's right, he's the best.
That sounds delightful.
What are you doing, Joe?
I'm writing down titles. I'm sitting in this chair and I still wrote down titles. And I buzzed a couple people in earlier. I'm really doing a lot of interny type jobs.
Yeah, you're fulfilling your fucking New Year's resolution.
Joe
you're
trying to
in
hurt
that
my
chair
feelings,
now, just
but
saying.
I mean...
He's in that chair now, just saying.
I got some good titles here.
Okay. Well, we're going to end this podcast.
Yeah, because I'm going to chew through that refrigerator and get to get that shawarma. I just don't want to piss you off.
Verzi, where
Lord
you
knows,
at?
That'll change our friendship.
Where you at, Verzi? Look at that fucker. Look at the godfather. What's
oh,
up?
Yeah.
Where you at?
I'm scrolling. Go to his date. I just have the only dates that are up there now are the ones New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. Tommy Nitsche and Rich Voss. We're doing the Co-Hose Music Hall and the Egg. And
Co-Hose. Wow. Let me tell you something about Co-Hose. I just did it.
What's
it's fucking
think?
Awesome.
It is awesome.
Is it?
Right?
Yeah, cool. I'm doing
dude,
it.
Dude, you're going to love Co-Hose. I had a blast at that theater.
Yeah.
What a weird little creepy town.
Yeah.
But it's this cool, it's awesome. You're going to love it.
Yep.
My Co-Ho is
and
Mark
you're doing
Norman.
The egg?
Doing the egg, yeah.
The egg is fucking legit.
So we're doing. So we're yeah, but look at look at the times. One's 8 and one's 8:30. So what he's doing is after you're done, he's taking you to the other one and doing it that way. So what I'm going to try to do is since it's Albany, I'm going to try to speed home and get home before the ball drops.
Well, I'll tell you this. He used to do that all the time.
To be with my family. I'm going
to
try.
He used to have you in Sarasota and then drive you to Albany to do a show. Like you'd jump in a car, drive to Albany, and then go on stage.
Yeah.
At the other club. Back in the day. All right, we'll go to paulverzi.com.
By the way, Happy New Year, everybody. And Year, man, it's been fun being on the show this year. And hopefully you have me back. I'm sorry about the shawarma. You know?
Dude, come on.
I mean, I mean, after what happened with Jan, we're going to test your anger. We're going to have everybody come in with a fucking sandwich one day. Everybody, like January 15th, just come in with a fucking lunch bag and see what Bobby does. How's that resolution going? Giannis will be like, fuck that, I ain't going.
I'm sorry. I love
you. No, that was great.
Giannis is one of the he's one of the regs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's one of my boys. He's one of the guys that fucking got this thing off the ground back in the day. So I love
him.
But let's not get carried away. Who are you pointing to on that page, by the way, of your website?
I don't know. That was actually a joke in the shoot. We were joking in the shoot. Yeah. With the, they're just going, just fuck around, and I did that.
Yeah.
And I think my manager just put it on the show's page.
Yeah.
I actually think it works.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's great.
Oh, I thought you were gone. I thought you were.
You know, it'd be fun if you put a little, your other fingers on this side, so it looks like your arm is really long. And then you're holding the dates.
Yeah. Joe has ideas.
You're a good idea, man.
I mean, it would be fun. I mean, that's not really your style of comedy, but if you were like, look how long my arms are. You know, like, if you were like a sillier comic, it would
be fun. What do you have besides
I think it's funny.
Liz, what do you have besides a record? wow, look at that photo.
Oh, my God. Wait, I need a better schedule than my Google Calendar over here. But I'm in Newport News at Cosby's Comedy Club, headlining this weekend, next weekend, Harrisburg. Oh, yeah, because I forgot it was New Year's. It's Harrisburg Comedy Zone. Yeah.
All right, great.
And then
go to LizRusso.com, LizRusso.com.
Yeah.
Very funny girl, has come back from the depths of craziness.
Thanks for having me, man.
You come on again.
Please.
Come on, and absolutely. Come back on. You got Gabby's number.
Yes.
And you come back on, all right?
This is awesome. Thanks, Bob.
You got it, baby. What is it okay that I called you baby?
Yeah.
Sorry, what's up, baby girl?
It's better than one of the big ones.
Yeah, no. Oversized one.
I said,
I'll bring my thermals next time. I do a lot of show and tell. I'll bring my underwear. I'll bring Big Betsy's underwear the next time I come.
Get one of them oversized ones, right?
We'll go to Liz Russo, a model, right? Are you up there, right, on the internet?
On the internet.
Yeah, go to that.
On the internet.
Yeah, Liz Russo. Licks. Licks Russo. That's her fucking porn name. Model. Just go to images.
Oh, look, there's me with a bunch of dildos. Look at that.
Yeah, that was when you were fucking drinking.
Oh, look at that.
Where are you? Where's the model?
Dildo? Oh, I don't know where it is.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Why is that dildo one such a top hit?
Liz Russo modeling.
That is weird, isn't it?
What website is that on?
That's when you were drinking,
like
too, by the way.
One.
Oh, MySpace. You still got MySpace.
Yeah,
that's when you were drinking. That's the same chub you had.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, you look
like the one on the far right.
Yeah, the one on the far right.
That's Marge. Oh, that's Marge.
That's Betsy.
That's a character I do.
Yeah, that's her cousin in Chile.
Back when I had one.
That was her cellmate.
It's Frida.
That's Big Betty. She got the underwear from.
The bologna sandwiches.
All right. Too cute. What do you got?
This is coming out next year. We're doing those.
Jesus Christ, you're a good looking guy.
Thanks, man.
Oh, you make me sick. I wish you had.
Look, I got you mentioned. I mentioned you on the thing. But that's for this weekend, but that's too
far. Gotham Comedy Club with Bobby Kelly. It's Robert Kelly.
I wanted to make sure.
It's Bobby Kelly to Verzi and Joe. To you, it's
Well, it's my New Year's resolution is to get on Bobby level with you.
Well, you're not there yet, so let's just work on
something
it.
Something to strive for.
Right. Where'd you get that suit? Tig Notaro?
That's funny. I hadn't heard that at every roast I've ever done.
No one's ever made that suit reference. Go fuck yourself. Don't try to fucking take away my joke. You shit generation. You can't take
You're
a
right.
Hit.
It was a great
you
joke.
You can't take a fucking hit. They're always going to just deny it. Don't deflect. Just take a hit.
What's Nacho Bitches?
It's just a show at New York Comedy Club.
It's a fucking shit
show. It's supposed to be. They sell out pretty much every month.
Oh, come on. Anybody.
Anybody can sell? What are we?
So sick of fucking, they sell out. Who gives a fuck?
I'm just saying it's a good show. Anyway, but you can come to my show the second Friday of the month on the offensive at New York Comedy Club. Of course, it sells out.
I hate this generation.
And
the fucking worst You guys didn't never went to jail, never had a bad fucking set. Nah. Every set, it's a good crowd, is it? There was three of them. They're nice, though.
Yeah, you can check out Irish Goodbye podcast on Gas Digital, and you can
just plow through.
Just at fucking... I am Mike Feeney on social media. Instagram is my preferred method if you're going to go on Instagram, but fucking, Twitter, honestly, I haven't noticed
fucking
much.
Fucking three laughs. How was the crowd? Oh, I had fun.
So,
did you? I
you listened. Just reach out to me. Gas Digital, merchpump.com. You can buy an Irish Goodbye T-shirt right now or a coffee mug.
Yeah, get a coffee mug for a podcast that has fucking eight listeners.
Can I have one bite?
No. You can't have a fucking bite. No, Mike Feeney, you're with me, actually.
Gotham and some, we have two shows in January.
January, we have two shows with Ian Phineas.
Wait, why do you have dates on the dates that we're doing the shows with Ian?
Where?
In Mount Arlington. Is this your website? January 5th and 6th, we have two private gigs?
Yeah, that's where we're going. You're on those dates, dum-dum.
Oh, I couldn't see the
Yeah, you're on those dates.
Thing.
Don't fucking see. That's the anxiety. You just gave me anxiety.
I have anxiety. You gave me anxiety.
Well, your anxiety gave me anxiety.
You said they were in Jersey. This one says Newton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Newton?
Newtown? All right. I'm reading from afar. There's a bow in the way.
Right. Who's that?
All right, anyways, go to our website. Joe, what do you got? Joe.
Hey.
Fuck was that?
January 5th in Poughkeepsie. We're a little light on tickets, possibly because it's 5 days after New Year's Eve and 10 days after Christmas. But
possibly.
Well, it's probably because of us.
Jesus Christ.
Mark Norman and I co-headlining, and then Comedy on State. Best club in the goddamn country, January 11th through the 13th. One of them, yeah. And Sarah will be with me on that one. Stress Factory, New Jersey. I know we got a lot of tri-state area fans. February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yep.
And then my actual favorite club in the country, Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Have you done that club? We talked about it.
I hear
you got to
like
go do it.
They don't book me.
Tell your agent to email him. He's tough to get a hold of.
Tell the fucking club.
I will. It's the best. And then I'm in Tacoma in April. Comedian Joe List for all my dates. Tuesdays with stories. It's free every Tuesday. It's a fun show. It gets silly and I'm gay.
Gabby, what do you got? Quick.
I just have a bunch of shows in January, random shows. Follow me on Instagram.
Follow on Instagram. She puts all the shows up there. She has a lot of fun shows. Her Instagram is really fun, except when she goes, hey guys.
I would put some sexy photos up. That's how I would get fans.
Okay,
she has a photo up there, a black and white photo of her, and she's stunning. Like, I was with my wife. I go, Mom, Gabby is, I mean, you're, you know, whatever. I look at her like a daughter.
She's whatever,
But it's this photo, I was like, who the fuck is this? She's stunning. When Gabby wants to be stunning, she can be stunning.
Oh.
Well, seems like you never want to be, though.
I like to keep it cozy.
Mike, what do you got besides fucking beautiful cheeks I want to bite?
Oh, so cute.
January 2nd and 3rd, I'll be at the Improv in San Antonio.
Yeah.
January 11th, I'll be at Millennium Falcon in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
What?
Vegas. Millennium Falcon?
Where are you going?
Yeah, it's comic book store. We're doing a show there.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah, that pays good.
My thumb looks like a dick on that website. I thought I had a dick on my side. Looks like a little...
Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
That's him.
Okay. And what? Hey, my friend. What is your website where they get art?
Comedian Joe List.
Not you. You're not an artist.
I thought you were looking right at me. I'm a
I'm
performing
looking
artist.
Over your fucking shoulder. What is it?
He's got to say it into the mic. Okay. Well, no one's hearing.
All right, you got to put it in the mic. Can you give him the mic, Mike?
Give him the mic that doesn't work.
Yeah, the mic works.
Sorry. I'm putting my stuff to buy up this month. So now just on Instagram, you just search for Aaron F. Gonzalez.
Cool, man. Check it out. Let's get him some money. If you guys like art, hire him to do some stuff for you. You know, and thank you for doing the stuff you did for us. We'll show it to people. What?
I said no problem.
Not you.
I keep thinking you're looking at me.
You guys are the best. Listen, we're going to go smoke some fucking bats. Dude, stop saying bats. Stop. Go fuck yourself. I'll call cigars whatever the fuck I fucking want to. And if it bugs you, move on, you fucking coward.
Who's he arguing with?
Happy New Year.
The guy that doesn't exist.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bobby's vulnerable right now.
You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.